news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Two Israeli embassy aides have been shot to death in the nation's capital. It happened last evening outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington.
Police say the gunman was seen pacing outside the building before an event at the Jewish Museum. He then shot two members of the Israeli embassy at close range. Officers say when he was taken into custody, he chanted "Free Palestine." President Trump offered his condolences on social media and wrote, "Hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA." He also offered his support to the Israeli ambassador, promising that his administration would do all it could to fight anti-Semitism.
The BBC's Jay Kwan says the victims have been identified as Yaron Lushinsky and Sarah Milgram, a young couple soon to be engaged. A House vote on President Trump's budget and tax cut bill could come at any time now. Mr. Trump has fought hard to win House approval of the legislation.
Members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus and members of GOP leadership met with the president in the West Wing to try and hammer out a deal. A White House spokesperson described the meeting as productive and said it moved the ball in the right direction. Before the meeting, the White House delivered a pointed message for Republicans considering voting against it. In a statement, it said President Trump is committed to keeping his promises and failure to pass this bill would be the ultimate betrayal. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Defense Secretary Hegseth has formally accepted a gifted Boeing 747 from Qatar. The aircraft to be outfitted and commissioned as a new Air Force One. An unusual May nor'easter is set to wallop New England and provide a soaking before the Memorial Day holiday weekend, weather more commonly seen in the fall and winter months. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 19 points, NASDAQ futures 45 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, "The pain is gone." And she said, "I'm glad it helped." I said, "No, you don't understand. It's gone."
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 6:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
I am increasing on the Adda Loop of the Beltway south of 795 towards Security Boulevard. Also some slowing on the Adda Loop south of 70 toward Route 40. Brief delay on southbound 895 at the Harbor Tunnel. A brief delay southbound 95 getting to and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but all bores and all lanes are open at both tunnels. The JFX looking good coming in from the Beltway to downtown and back. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another gray and gloomy day ahead of us with some scattered showers. Also still much cooler with highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances will gradually decrease tonight. Still cloudy with a few showers here and there and temperatures dropping into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 56 degrees in Millersville and 53 in Joppatown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott is weighing in on Governor Westmore's veto of a measure to create a state commission to study reparations for the descendants of slaves in Maryland. The mayor says African Americans are owed a lot, but he did not make a direct criticism of the governor's veto. The mayor says systemic inequalities from slavery still exist, even 160 years after abolition, and he believes federal lawmakers should discuss reparations to right the wrongs. 22 of 55 charges have been dropped in the trial of a former Severna Park elementary school teacher charged with child sex abuse. Prosecutors said the charges would not be pursued because testifying in the case would have a negative mental health effect on three of the alleged victims. Matthew Schlegel was indicted last year for the alleged incidents that took place between August of 2022 and March of 2024. In a moment, Stein on Sports and the winning lottery numbers next.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A late-inning breakthrough for the Birds.
Runners on second and third, and nobody out for Rutschman. Get up, ball.
Deep to left. Adley Rutschman toward the wall.
More options means...
Well, that was a three-run shot by Adley Rutschman. Kevin Brown had the call on Ben McDonald with the on Masson. Rutschman's first home run in a month, and Day cemented the 8-4 win for Baltimore last night, snapping the Birds' 8-game losing streak. And it was the first Major League coaching win for Tony Mancellino.
This whole thing isn't about me managing. I even win the game and everybody's congratulating you for your first win, I don't really feel that way about it. It's more for the players and the organization.
It was also the first win for Baltimore this season when they trailed by after six innings of play. NFL news, and it's news that I'm sure will summon mixed emotions here in Baltimore because of the family name. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, who had led the team since 1997, has died. Irsay's father, Bob, reviled in Baltimore for moving the franchise on that snowy March night in 1984. No cause of death released last night. Jim Irsay was 65. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball returns to Charm City. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Stars. Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hey, good morning. Thursday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Heading into another rainy day. Man, it's been grim the last couple of days. They're all like starting an ark and gathering animals two by two. Sean Casey is off today. He's off playing grandpa for about a week, week and a half. His son is, I guess, vacationing somewhere, and Sean has the two grandkids. You know, obviously his wife's pulling the heavy duty. Sean, I think, is there as he usually is as a supervisor. So it's good to have a task to do at home. I'm Bruce Elliott, and sitting in as well this morning is Nina Mangione. Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. Glad to be here today.
I'm very glad you are here. And look, I like to start today's show with something that I need a little bit extra of this morning. Just a way of soothing us into the program, Nina, if you would.
You're just too good to be true. Spend all day dreaming of you.
Okay.
Without you, life is so tough. You're perfect, I can't get enough. As long as morning arrived, been craving you all through the night. Without you, what would I do? This is my love song for you.
Think about it, folks.
It smells like heaven in me.
So, good morning. We hope you have your coffee. Very, very full show. We're still waiting for the House vote on the big, beautiful bill. Shouldn't happen this morning because they say it could happen pretty much any old time. I'm not sure they're in session right now. When I went to bed last night, they were talking about being in session at 1 a.m. and continuing to push through. They'd like to get it out of the House, if possible, by the end of this weekend. And the talk was that it could happen yesterday, could happen today, the vote, that is. You had the members of the Freedom Caucus heading up to the Hill, hitting the White House, rather, with the Speaker of the House to talk with Donald Trump yesterday. And apparently everybody came out all smiles after that. Whether that means that there was some progress or not, we're not quite sure. Andy Harris has yet to weigh in on that. He is, of course, the chair of the Freedom Caucus. So we have that to talk about during the course of the morning. There are a lot of people who were up on the Hill yesterday, more members of the administration. And again, I continue to be impressed with those members of the administration who were sent up to the Hill. And the Democrats figure they're going to have easy pickings, which I think has been the assumption they've been making, because Republican administrations in years past have sent up these quiet business types who they bring into these positions, thinking they'll be businesslike and get the job done quietly, and they get carved up when they go up and testify in front of the opposition party. That's not the case, Nino, this time around. This time around, man, you send somebody from the administration up there, they're kind of up with facts and figures, and they are loaded for bear.
Not only that, but they're fighting back. I mean, you're right, the facts and figures, but they are pushing back because the Democrats never, ever do they hold back. So Lee Zeldin, Linda McMahon, Marco Rubio, maybe the most improved player on the roster, incredible what they're doing. Great pick.
I like this Marco Rubio a whole lot. This Marco Rubio could be president 8 years or 12. Because 4 years from now, I suspect it's going to be interesting. I think it's almost inevitably going to be J.D. Vance, the way it looks right now, this very minute.
And it's unfortunate that for Maryland that most of the pushback has been coming against our senator, who's really been making a fool, I hate to say, of himself.
Yeah, Chris Van Hollen comes off looking like he's slightly out of his depth. He just does. He's playing these cutesy games. First of all, heading down to Margarita to have drinks with the terrorists.
And Rubio called him out. Yeah, including the gangbanger you had a margarita with.
Yes, exactly right. So he ends up looking like a little bit of a lightweight, which, of course, for many Democrats in the state, they've known all along, and they're quite happy with that. They wanted somebody who's relatively obedient to the Democrat administration and will follow leadership. When leadership says jump, Van Hollen's been in the habit of saying exactly how high would you like that, sir? So he's been up there. I have some Lee Zeldin coming up for you in just a couple of seconds. First, though, it's 6:13. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker has the morning off. Doug Kelly sitting in.
Heavy congestion beltway at a loop between 795 and Liberty Road. Heavy Valium. Once you clear Liberty Road, the ride to the south is good until you get near Route 70. Then you're slow toward Route 40. No worries on the beltway inner loop at this time. Coming out of the beltway southwest corner all the way to the 80. With a ride on the Johns Foss Expressway good, coming in from the Beltway to downtown and back. Dealing with a crash on the far left shoulder, southbound 95, between the Fort McHenry and Key Highway. A little bit sluggish coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, with slowing southbound 895 in the Harbor Tunnel. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gray today and gloomy. Scattered showers possible, high in the upper 60s. Overnight, still a chance of a couple of showers. Temps will be in the low 50s for tomorrow, Friday. Partly sunny. We might be heading into a slightly better weekend than the weekdays, and I guess we'll put up with that. Right now, Pikesville has 50 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 55 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, Adam Schiff yesterday. It's funny. Lee Zeldin baited him, and Adam Schiff took the bait. It's like, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel sometimes with these people. Zeldin was up there, EPA. And he was being questioned by Adam Schiff, and Schiff gave him this kind of harebrained question, somewhere nowhere near based in reality. And basically, when did you stop beating your wife, and how do you like poisoning our children? I mean, it was one of those kinds of questions, right? Zeldin said, well, I see you're an aspiring fiction writer, and of course, this fits right in with the... At that moment, Schiff just went off.
I think, Mr. Zeldin, if your children were drinking water in Santa Ana, Mr. Zeldin, maybe you wouldn't be so cavalier about whether there was lead in their water. Maybe you would give a damn instead of coming in here and suggesting that any grant that takes lead out of the water must be waste, fraud, or abuse because
the gentleman's time has expired.
Because you need the money for a tax cut for rich people because you're totally beholden to the oil industry. You could give a rat's ass about how much cancer your agency causes.
There you go. I mean, it put the hook in and pulled it, and Schiff did not disappoint.
No, he never does.
It's like, boom, loss of control.
Low-level stuff from Schiff. I guess the more cursing on the floor,
apparently.
I guess, thought he would make his point. It's typical. They find, it's like the member that throw the grandmother off the cliff.
Yes.
They find, now Zeldin's going to cause cancer by trying to find waste, fraud, and abuse in the EPA, which there is plenty of in all of these government agencies, but Zeldin was pushing back. But Adam Schiff, I mean, he really is the lowest of the low in Congress. We know all about the guy, and it's not surprised that he would push it down all the way in the
amazes me is he's a senator now. I mean, he graduated in the big times, I mean, after serving as a congressperson, California said, oh, yeah, this is the kind of guy we want representing us as the 100 most important people in the entire world, because it's a very deliberative body. Once upon a time, the U.S. Senate was seen as, was called the cooling saucer. Now, it's the terminology that was used during the Revolution and following the drafting of the Constitution. What that meant is, once upon a time, people would take their tea or their coffee out of the cup, they would pour it into the saucer to spread out the surface area, and it would cool that way. The Senate was supposed to be the cooling saucer. The passions of every day, of the moment, were in the House, and the Senate was the cooling saucer. That's no longer the case. Basically, when you have people like Adam Schiff moving over to the Senate, the days of quiet deliberation and reasoned debate in the Senate seem to be over, at least for the time being.
And Lee Zeldin's looking for waste, fraud, and abuse in the EPA, and he goes in to make these cancer claims. When I know Vivian, your wife does a lot for cancer and the cancer fundraising.
Sure, yeah.
It's cigarettes, poor diet, too much sun. Those are the leading contributors to cancer. But according to the politics of this low life, I should say, not low level, because he's a U.S. senator, like you said, Adam Schiff, it's cuts in the EPA that are going to cause cancer for kids and for adults. It's disgusting.
That's going to be the pushback, you know, on every single on every single time anybody goes up there and says, we found some places where there was fraud and abuse. Oh, you hate the children. Oh, you hate black people. Oh, you hate women. You're trying to kill us all. No, the deal is you try to find waste, fraud, and abuse. Let's assume that there's 5% waste, fraud, and abuse on average in every agency. Some more, some less, but around 5%. So if you cut that 5% off, that changes the dynamic of our finances as a country rather substantially. But the Democrats want not only that 5% retained, they'd like to add another couple percent on. The problem is that they want more and more federal employees, because the federal employees are going to tend to vote Democrat because they believe in a large federal government. They're federalists in that fashion.
It's the same gaslighting with the USA aid cuts, right?
Yep.
They were cutting some outrageous spending initiatives, and the left went up in arms over it, where Marco Rubio actually has the numbers, and he was talking about thousands, if not millions of dollars going towards the most bizarre spending, but no, we can't have that.
Yeah, we can't have that. We actually have to be financially irresponsible in order to keep our jobs. Well, look, I grew up in the city of Chicago. And for a long time, the Democrats still are pretty much a lock, but they were an absolute lock for mayor, because Mayor Daley had enough city workers that if just the city workers were to vote for Mayor Daley, he'd win re-election. I mean, it was just the math. He hired enough city workers, and that's what the Democrats have done on the national scale here. They're trying to hire enough federal workers and people beholden to the federal government from businesses or lobbyists doing business with the federal government that they can guarantee their success in certain congressional districts and certain states. That's the game. That's what they're all about, and we have to bear that in mind. It is, after all, eventually follow the money. And as long as they're going to do that, they're going to do that. Now, coming up, Pramila Jayapal and Marco Rubio went at it yesterday. Marco Rubio, I think, came off substantially the better. Pramila Jayapal, she has the words she's going to say out loud, but you don't see a whole lot of synapse is firing after that. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the President and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
622, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean is off. Fanina and Joni, kind enough to sit in. You'll be here today and tomorrow and a handful of days next week as well, yes?
Not tomorrow. I have a Memorial Day service to get to at Hereford High School. They do a great job paying tribute to our fallen heroes. And but yeah, next week I'll be in several days.
Good. Tremendous. Look forward to it because it makes it easier behind this microphone to have that second person there. Believe me, it really does. All right. Coming up, you're going to hear a lot of the conversation between Pramila Jayapal and Marco Rubio, and also there are others who went at it with Marco as well. We have that all ahead of us. And later on in the show, it's fascinating to see exactly what's happening with, what's her name again? LaMonica MacGyver. Is that right? LaMonica? LaMonica? I'll have to check the first name, but it's the last name is MacGyver. Which I always think that she's going to take five paper clips and build an airplane out of it. You know, that kind of MacGyver. But we'll hear from her and a little further look at why she's gotten herself in so much hot water. Right now, though, traffic weather on the threes at 623. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
Volume on the increase on southbound 895, starting around Urban Avenue for the ride into and through the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. The delays on southbound 95 between O'Donnell Street and the Fort McHenry Tunnel, with the accident sitting on the far left shoulder southbound 95, just after the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but before Key Highway. You've got slowing on the Ad Loop off and on between 795 toward Baltimore National Pike. The inner loop looking good along the entire circuit of the Baltimore Beltway. No delays on the JFX from the Beltway to downtown and back. 97 looking good, leaving the Beltway to Route 50. No delays at the Bay Bridge. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now we're taking a look at a gloomy day today. A scattered shower is possible. A high about 68 degrees. Overnight, still a chance so a couple of showers. A high tomorrow will be probably back up in the low 50s, as a matter of fact. Yuck. Dundalk right now, 56 degrees. And Aberdeen has 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Let's start this. All right. Marco Rubio is up on the Hill. He had an interesting conversation with a couple of different members of the House. He was testifying in front of the House yesterday, including one Pramila Jayapal, who decided that her approach would be to say what she had to say and then try to prevent Marco Rubio from saying what he had to say.
There was no evidence showing that she'd engaged in any activities that were a threat to national security. And in fact, in May, a federal court ordered Ms. Ostrich's release from detention, noting that the sole basis for the government's detention appeared to be the fact that she co-authored this opinion piece in the Tufts newspaper in March of 2024. Where in the Constitution does it say that the Secretary of State can override the First Amendment protections of free speech?
Well, of course, that wasn't the case at all. What she's talking about is a graduate student at Tufts who had her student visa pulled because she was engaging in what was perceived of as anti-American behavior. Of course, sooner or later, she actually let Marco Rubio speak.
There's no constitutional right to a student visa.
Is there a constitutional right?
There's a statute that says the Secretary of State gets to determine whether someone is a threat. We deny visas every day all over the world.
Do you think that the Immigration and Nationality Act trumps the Constitution of the United States, Mr. Secretary?
Well, Congress can always change the law if you want, but I'm telling you,
Mr. Secretary, while I have the authority, I will continue
to revoke the visas of these people that come here to tear this country.
You said that, Mr. Secretary. Let me reclaim my time because...
May I reclaim my time because you're making too much sense? Look, if you don't like the law, change the law. But he's going according to the current law, which is the Secretary of State has the legal right to take these kinds of actions, period.
You know, I'm not aware of this particular woman that you're talking about, but Rubio is exactly right because you can look at these radical pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas individuals that are coming in here on student visas, causing all this chaos. Don't get me wrong, there are plenty of Americans. And then what we see last night with these two diplomats being killed. But the violence that is being pushed on some of these college campuses from these very students who are guests in our country.
Yeah. Well, beyond that, yesterday, of course, in addition to the attack on the Israeli diplomats, you had Columbia's graduation ceremony. And actually, I have a nephew who I think graduates this year or next. I have to check to see. And you had all kinds of anti-Israeli protesters out there, some U.S. citizens and some not, some encouraged by people not of this country to misbehave in this fashion. It is distressing, frankly, to see this level of anti-Semitism in this country.
In the wide open.
Yeah, in the wide open.
In many cases of violence, like assault at these protests, death to the Jews, written on poster board. And it's everyone.
Yep.
Every time there's a massive rally like that, you see it.
Jay Paul went on, and Marco Rubio kept saying, look, again, I get to deport. I'm Secretary of State. If you don't like it, change the law.
I'm responsible for revoking the visas of these people that come
Secretary
to tear this country
Rubio,
apart.
Secretary Rubio, I'm talking
Never
about this particular case.
That law student was a guest in the United States on a student visa. No one's entitled to a student visa.
So you revoked her student visa based on an op-ed which trumps the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution.
Someone's coming up here to stir up problems on our campus. We're going to revoke their visa.
Period.
That's not unfair. If somebody has come into this country as our guest, think about this on a familiar situation. You have somebody come into your home as a guest that maybe, one of your relatives invited in to a big family party of some sort, and that individual begins to turn over tables and throw food against the wall. Do you say, well, gosh, we have to go through a due process to encourage you to leave? No, you kick their butt out. You say, I'm sorry, we invited you here. We had no idea you were going to behave this fashion. As long as you are going to behave in this fashion, you're out of here. We don't want you here anymore. Don't come back. And that is within the role of the host in that kind of social situation. It is within the role of the Secretary of State under the Constitution within this country. And when she says, so what you're doing trumps the Constitution? No. What the Secretary of State is doing is well within the Constitution. It's constitutionally granted right enforced by laws over the last couple of hundred years. And again, if Congress really tests the idea that the administration has this power, they can take the legal steps necessary to try to overturn that law. If it means a constitutional amendment, knock yourselves out. Let's see if you can make it happen. But that's fine. But there's no particular reason to believe that they say that sincerely, because Jayapal, she's a member of the squad, and she simply wants the headlines. She wants to be able to say, look what I did, and see what she can get out of the deal. And I would expect that Rashida Tlaib and AOC and all the others will weigh in on the same topic sometime soon. It is discouraging to see the Democrat Party no longer the Democrat Party of, frankly, my youth, hate to say that, but it's true. In the last 15, 20 years, they have been completely taken over by the radical left, and they seem unable to shed themselves of that point of view. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are endorsing it. 6:30 right now, more to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, news. Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. 6:30. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The trial of the suspect in a deadly school shooting is underway in Harford County. Jalen Prince is being tried as an adult for the September 2024 murder of 15-year-old Warren Grant in a bathroom at Joppatown High School. On Wednesday, a jury of eight women and four men was seated along with four alternates, and attorneys delivered their opening statements. The jury heard testimony from classmates and witnesses, and they saw video of a physical altercation that included the sound of a gunshot. An Elkton man faces felony charges after he allegedly brandished a firearm during a road rage incident in Cecil County. Javon Burbick is charged with first and second degree assault and using a firearm during a felony crime for Saturday's alleged incident on Route 279 near Fletchwood Road. The victim told Maryland State Police troopers that the driver of a black Kia pointed a firearm at him, his wife, and their two-year-old daughter during the incident. Stein on sports and the winning lottery numbers next.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously, no funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro, squeaky clean, celebrity voice impersonated.
And at 6:32, here's traffic and weather on the threes with Doug Kelly.
The backups on the Ad Loop starting near Reichertown Road, very heavy toward Route 40. The delays on southbound 895 starting near the 95-895 split in Rosedale, very heavy in spots past Bayview into the Harbor Tunnel. Still dealing with that crash on southbound 95 just after the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the slowing southbound 95 starting around Eastern Avenue. No worries on the Jones Falls Expressway. That's looking good between the Beltway and downtown. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 forecast. We've got another soggy day ahead of us with some scattered showers, a little bit of fog, and cooler temperatures. Highs only in the upper 60s. Some scattered showers will continue on and off tonight with lows close to 50. After that, we'll start to dry things out for your Friday with a nice mix of sun and clouds, just a stray shower with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Hitting with runners in scoring position has been an issue for the Orioles this season. But yesterday in Milwaukee, the Birds came through time and time again.
More importantly, got a chance to give the Orioles the lead.
Jackson up the middle. There's a base hit left on left. Mateo's going to go to third. Turrio's throw is dropped. And Holiday takes second behind.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson Holiday's go-ahead single in the 11th, set the stage for Adley Rutschman's three-run bomb, and the Birds snap a season-long eight-game losing streak with an 8-4 win over Milwaukee. Post-game reaction, first from the manager, Tony Mancelino, on breaks finally going the Birds' way.
You know, I felt like in the extra innings, the balls kind of fell down for us and went through. We flipped some balls in. We battled two strikes and big knocks, and, Adley with the big hit there at the end.
And then here is Adley on that big three-run bomb to cement the game.
Honestly, in that situation, I'm just kind of looking for something over the middle, something I can hopefully drive the guys in and, give us a little bit of a buffer there.
Other heroes for Baltimore, Ryan O'Hearn with a monster four-hit performance. Baltimore goes 6-for-15 with runners in scoring position and win their first one trailing after six after 27 straight losses to start the season. NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night, and this was a doozy at Madison Square Garden.
Halliburton. He'll take it.
the back pedal, a three for the win, and oh! He got it!
Kevin Harlan with the call on TNT. Tyrese Halliburton's shot at the buzzer in regulation was ruled a two-pointer, sending it to overtime, and the Pacers overcome a 14-point deficit with 2:51 to play. They beat the Knickerbockers at Madison Square Garden 138-135. Indiana leads the series 1-0. NHL Western Conference Final, the Stars defended home ice 6-3 last night. That series is also 1-0. IndyCar, Team Penske has fired its top three executives after two of the Penske cars were found to be illegal. Team President Tim Sindrick, IndyCar Managing Director Ron Rozewski, and IndyCar GM Kyle Moyer. Penske is owner of the three-car team, IndyCar, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and the Indy 500. He's won the Indy 500 a record 20 times. College basketball, it's about time something like this happened. Maryland men's basketball returning to Charm City as part of inaugural Hall of Fame Classic at CFG Bank Arena. The Terps will open the 25-26 season under head coach Buzz Williams against Coppin State on Monday, November 3rd, as part of a doubleheader basketball at the arena. Towson and Loyola, meeting for the first time since 2018, will play the other game. The time now is 6:36. When we return, how about the Birds snapping that 8-game streak?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's been a long time, guys. The Oriole fans hoping slash praying for a victory.
Yeah.
And they finally got one last night. And, of course, you know, a one-game winning streak doesn't really exist.
The season is a success.
But I will say this, though. And things, you know, it happens this way in sports. A new voice comes in. Some breaks go their way. They get a couple of big hits with runners in scoring position yesterday. Who knows? You know, I'm not saying they're going to come back and win the World Series, but I think the playoffs are still a possibility. I know it's a long shot, but they got out of it yesterday. It was a big win yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
They've not had a lot of success in Milwaukee. They came back and won a big game.
Of course, this is a true story. I worked in Milwaukee for a while before I came here.
For the Brewers?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I hang out a lot of neighborhood bars there. And the bar I happened to hang out in, the bar I went to from time to time was taken to by little church ladies. At any rate, the bar I hung out in had this again, broken down old ball player ran the place. An old Milwaukee Braves ball player ran the place. And he had a limp, and he was a nice guy, a little grouchy, but a nice enough guy. I didn't think anything of it. I came out here, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing him on TV. It was Harvey Keene.
Oh, Harvey Keene. Didn't he get his leg amputated or something?
Yeah. And so I'm thinking, there's a broken-off ball player, and I come back here the next season, all of a sudden, it's Harvey's Wallbangers. He became the manager, the coach, I guess, of the Brewers, and they had a hell of a season under him. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, they do, because I've been to that stadium before.
Yeah.
They tailgate before the baseball games.
Yes.
Brats and beer. I mean, they show up like 2-3 hours, just like it's a football game.
Well,
it's amazing.
To be really honest, coming from that part of the country, you tailgate before church. Okay?
Tailgating is a part of life.
Anywhere you can get brats and beer, it's good. You know, throw in a little bit more fresh cheeseheads, we're all happy.
Sounds good.
We're talking at the top of the hour.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning. Nino Mangione, kind enough to sit in. One of the things that did happen yesterday, Nino, is when Marco Rubio actually had the opportunity to speak when he was given that courtesy. Finally, he tried to clear up for those members who were actually listening the way that the Trump administration views the Department of State. I think it's instructive because it does have to do a whole lot with what was going on in the USAID, with what was going on in other programs. What he had to say was, this is how we perceive of what the Department of State should be doing, and this is why we're doing what we're doing. Once you have the context in mind, you can disagree with individual actions, but at least you'll know what the hell they're doing and why.
How much time at the State Department?
Almost every day if I'm in the country. I travel a lot. It's part of the job.
So how much time do you spend at the other jobs if you spend every day at the State Department?
Well, now you know I can't offer you 8 hours today to answer every question on this committee, which you were complaining about earlier.
Did you anticipate or did you want, when you were sworn in to be the Secretary of State, do you want to have the jobs of
No, I did not apply for those jobs.
I was asked
to serve in those roles, and I'm happy to do it.
That's Congressman Greg Meeks, who wanted to basically show me your day planner. I mean, this is why that line of questioning? Well, basically, you're here to testify by being Secretary of State. Can we talk about how you're running the archives right now? Because that's nominally one of the jobs he has. Which, of course, the archives are pretty much self-running kind of organization. And, you know, what else? He was in charge of USAID. Well, it makes sense to put him in charge of USAID because they're folding it into the Department of State.
Bruce, there is a Herculean effort by Democrats to defend waste, fraud, and abuse, to defend violent illegal aliens like Van Hollen was doing with Garcia. And Rubio spoke, I'm not sure to which congressman, but he made some incredible comments if you look at the waste and fraud and abuse. 12 cents of every USAA dollar reaches its recipient.
12 cents.
88 cents per dollar is going to these NGOs. We have no idea who's getting rich off the grift. He said even after these reforms that they're making, that the U.S. still gives more aid than the next 10 countries combined. So we're still giving plenty of aid. We're looking to cut some of the, quite frankly, the BS on stuff that in no way benefits this country. And they talked about China. He says they offer almost no humanitarian aid. Only really, they give loans and trap some of these countries in debt.
Yeah.
So Marco Rubio is returning the State Department to making the United States stronger, richer, more prosperous, and safer. Plain and simple.
Yeah, here he is talking about the foreign policy goals of the Department of State.
We have to have a State Department that can deliver on a foreign policy that is rooted in the national interest of the United States. To defend the national interest of the United States requires us, number one, to make sure that every dollar we spend and every action we take has to have measurable outcomes that deliver for the American people. They have to either make our country safer, or they have to make our country stronger, or they have to help make our country more prosperous. It has to do at least one of those three things, and ideally, whether it's a program or a measure that we take, it should do all three of them. Now, what that means is that there are some great causes in the world. There really are. There are some great causes. There are some horrifying things that are happening on the planet. America cannot solve every single one of them.
Yeah, and that's a realization that this administration has been well aware of since the first Trump administration. We cannot solve all the problems in the world. It's not realistic to say we can be everywhere and do everything unless you want an American empire. And there are an awful lot of folks, me included, who do not want an empire of any kind whatsoever. I still puzzle as to why we have troops in Japan. I'm pretty sure they're subdued by now. I mean, Tojo's not coming back. Same thing with Germany. Why we have so many troops there? Donald Trump has suggested bring them home. We need a much smaller presence there than we have here. But those globalists who say basically we're globalists, what that means we want to have, we desire to have an empire. We want the American empire to be like the British empire where the sun never sets. Empires come to very bad ends. They just do.
It's like when Marco Rubio was talking about the investment from the State Department safer, more prosperous, everything he just said. Where is the controversy there? How are the Democrats pushing so hard against that? I will say part of it is there is money laundering going on with this money. Now, how much of it is corruption? I can't point to it, but so much of it is waste. Plain and simple, waste. With no benefit to our country.
More from Rubio coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Warning Drive. First, though, 643. Chuck Whitaker is out this morning. Doug Kelly sits in.
A sluggish ride on the Attle Loop between White Marsh Boulevard and Paring Parkway. You clear across the top side, but you do slow down again near Reisterstown Road, off and on slowing very heavy at times toward Route 40. The delays on southbound 95 between 395 and 295, with a sluggish ride on the BW Parkway between Westport and Bush Street. The slowing on southbound 895 between the 95-895 split and Rosedale through the Harbor Tunnel, and the slowing southbound 95 starting around Route 40 for the ride to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But it looks like that accident south of the Fort McHenry Tunnel has cleared. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great today and gloomy, scattered showers possible, high only in the upper 60s. Overnight, still a chance for a couple of showers, 10 temps in the low 50s. Partly sunny Friday, looking toward a slightly better weekend. Right now, Ellicott City has 54 degrees. Hunt Valley has 56. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and time for us to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Yes, once again, it's time for Chuck's Food News, a public service in the name of the beverage and food industry.
This could be what we call a big ding-dong.
It could be a big thing. I don't know, Nina, I didn't get the invitation. Ray Drummond, I don't know if you know the name or not, she's on the Food Network. She does this, like, farmhouse cooking thing. She's, you always think that she's going to be dressed in gingham. Nice lady, it seems to me, with dimples about a mile and a half deep, and I find those really intimidating somehow. Her child has just gotten married, and they've gone on the Food Network. I guess this is the advantage of being a celebrity. Put all the wedding photos up on the Food Network site. So even though, you know, you didn't get the invitation, by the way, they noticed you hadn't sent a gift, indeed, you can go to the Food Network and you can find all the pictures of Ray Drummond's daughter, whose name is Paige, and her new husband, David Anderson. They made it official out in Oklahoma, and that's such exciting news for all of us. Trader Joe's. There are cultures out there that I'm completely no knowledge of. This is one of them. Trader Joe's has a new tote. I didn't realize they had old totes. Okay? They have a new tote now. It's here, and it's peach-colored. That's the big buzz. And they're already being sold on eBay, these $2.90 bags, for hundreds of dollars on eBay. With the presumption that they're out for a limited time, and they're somehow going to have lots of value. There are people who collect, apparently, Trader Joe's totes. And so that individual is now very, very happy. What do you mean a tote bag? I don't mean like a little grocery bag. It's like a duffel bag you take stuff in.
People are collecting those?
Why else would you pay a premium for a $2.90 tote? Wouldn't you just go to the Trader Joe's? And if you couldn't get one, maybe you could find a relative or a friend, go buy you one of these things. Now, you can check them now on eBay. They're selling it at a huge multiple of this, upselling by 300 to 400%.
For a bag to carry groceries.
Well, yeah, or carry your gym clothes or whatever. Because I know you want to be stylish when you go work out. You go work out like seven times a day. So for the second or third workout, you want to have a peach-colored tote you can put your shoes in. And finally this, a new study says, stop adding bananas to your smoothie. Wow, that's a downer. Experts are now saying you can't keep adding bananas to your smoothie because somehow it's not good for you. And there's also a question about having blueberries to excess because they're not good for you. I think the next trend will be simply put Crisco in your smoothie and you'll be good to go. And that is Chuck's Food News on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know Chuck's not eating bananas and blueberries.
No, I don't think so. And his smoothies typically are like a white Russian. You know, he's that kind of drink guy. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A little bit more from Marco Rubio. And he points out, what you had pointed out just a couple of minutes ago, that this country, the United States of America, even if you slice away, as this administration wants to slice away, at the waste, fraud, and abuse, and the duplication of efforts overseas, gives a hell of a lot of money to other countries.
We will still remain the largest contributor of foreign aid and humanitarian assistance on this planet by far. The United States, even under the budget that's before you today, and the changes we have made will still contribute more in foreign aid than the next 10 countries combined, than the entire OECD. The next closest country is not China, it's Germany, and it's way behind us, even now. But that foreign aid has to be geared to our national interests. We need to design a State Department that delivers on that.
Safer, stronger, more prosperous. Any foreign aid, any action we take as a government, must be focused on one of those things, if not all three. To make us safer, to make us stronger, and to make us more prosperous. If we're not focused on those goals, you end up with USAID and these programs that go five ways from Sunday, accomplishing very little. For example, we have an email in from Jim out of the Outer Banks. He says, when Secretary Rubio responded about cutting $10 million from the USAID program to circumcise boys in Mozambique, Did anyone like a reporter maybe look into seeing if the money actually went to circumcisions or into somebody's pocket? My guess, they'll find it was the latter.
That's exactly the point I was trying to make in the sense of who is accounting for that money?
Nobody.
For something that is so ridiculous, and that's $10 million. Where does that money end up? Does it end up? I don't want to make accusations, but does it end up in people's pockets or back into a campaign somewhere, somebody's donation? The point is, it has no interest for the future of the United States to benefit us in any possible way. Therefore, it is waste, and in many cases, it's fraud and abuse, and it should not be spent, plain and simple. And $10 million here, $500,000 there, $6 million there, and then you had that one. That's just USA aid.
Yeah.
That's not the education, the DOD, and all these other. You're talking hundreds of billions of dollars eventually down the line, which is why DOGE is so important.
Yeah, Rubio says, we cut some money from USAID. And there's a reason.
We canceled a bunch of contracts in USAID. Some were stupid and outrageous. Others didn't serve the national interest. And others we kept. And we are folding it under the Department of State. And you know why? Because we want it to be part of the toolbox of foreign policy.
We want it to be part of the toolbox. And it should be. It should not be a standalone organization with kind of shaky reporting requirements. It should be under the direct supervision of the Secretary of State of the United States of America. And that's the direction in which this administration is now taking us. That's good news for all of us.
It's great news.
6:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The Morning Drive.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 till noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president, a man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country, and he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And that is a phrase, you know, that's been used a whole lot by the Democrats. We're looking forward. It's not that we've accepted that there were errors. We're looking forward. We're not going to talk about it. If my kids had tried that on me after misbehaving, it probably wouldn't have gone down real well. I'm sorry, Dad. We're not going to talk about the damage to the car. We're looking forward here.
What a way to get yourself off the hook for everything that you lied and hid.
Yeah.
I mean, and was obvious for everybody after that debate especially. Yeah. Sad display. And for everybody to act in the media and on the Democrats like Joe remember Gavin Newsom? He just had a bad night.
That's right. Just followed by 364 other bad nights. 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Doug Kelly.
The slowing southbound 95 starting around the 895-95 split in Rosedale for the ride to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Slowdowns in southbound 895 just south of the split for the ride to the Harbor Tunnel. The Beltway very busy now on the Adelup between Bel Air Road and Paring Parkway. No delays along the top side, but you do slow down again on the Adelup after Reisterstown Road. Very heavy toward Liberty Road, then off and on slowing toward Baltimore National Pike. No delays on the JFX between the Beltway and downtown. Busy right now westbound 100 between Maryland 10 and I-97. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Right now, you're taking a look at 56 degrees in Dundalk. Reisterstown right now has 51. Chilly there. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Go to the phones. Tom is in Gainesville. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I'm calling about foreign aid, and I'm looking forward to. In the foreseeable future, all government-sponsored foreign aid should be cut. It sounds like a nice idea, but we've seen that it's loaded with waste, fraud, and abuse. It's paying for things that are not in our best interest. And when you're $36 trillion in debt, you can't afford to make too many donations. Now, that doesn't mean the people can't go out and donate to Doctors Without Borders and Feed the Children and all that. They can do that. But for right now, we need to get our fiscal house in order. And even after that, all those countries that dump their prisons and their institutions on us, they need to be cut off permanently. They used up all their get out of jail free cards in one swoop, as far as I'm concerned.
I think you're right. Beyond that, let me suggest that when you have foreign aid going to other countries, you should be able to quantify the results. Nino and I were talking during the break about this expenditure in Mozambique, the $10 million for circumcisions. How does that benefit us? Seriously, can you think perhaps of any fashion in which in the future this would benefit us? We have a leader from Mozambique going to come here in 25 years and say, hey, just want to say thank you guys so much. I mean, how does this benefit the United States? If it doesn't, does it make us safer, stronger, or more prosperous? No, it doesn't. So don't do it.
No. And, you know, the thing is, it's great to be charitable, but it's not great to be a sucker.
Well, it's nice to be charitable with your own money, Tom.
Exactly.
I don't consider the federal government deciding they're going to be charitable with Nina Mangione's money to be charitable. I consider them taking his wallet while he's asleep and taking a $20 bill out of it. Well, of course, you know, Nina typically travels around with like a number of $20 bills. So we wouldn't notice. He's probably like three of them at least.
Well, I will say, Tom, spot on. I hope Secretary Rubio is listening, because that's the type of guy, Tom, you should be working underneath Secretary Rubio. And a lot of times that money, what it's done, at least I see it on a state level, and which I don't understand why, but to some, I guess, constituents it works, where they can say, we're doing this for no spend. I don't know how, but we're doing this for our district, we're doing that for our district. But how the hell can you justify the circumcisions in Tanzania or wherever? How does that? There's no way humanly possible to justify some of this spending.
It may be good causes, but as Rubio said, the world is full of good causes.
But how it benefits the United States?
How does it benefit us? If it does benefit us, why are we doing it? If this is something we'd like to encourage at a government level, I'd have no real problem with the government saying to American citizens, those of you who think this is an issue, we urge you to check out the background of the following charities, and they are focusing their efforts in these particular areas. That's fine. I wouldn't have a problem with that. But the idea of saying, the whole idea of charity means an individual takes his or her wallet or purse, opens it up, and takes money out of that, the aforesaid, you know, wallet or purse, and sends his or her own money. You can't be charitable with the next door neighbor's money.
To another point, I agree 100%, but to another point Tom made, Bruce, was that we are $36 trillion in debt. And when in the state of Maryland, all these cuts and how angry the Democrats were getting on the House floor this session, when do you want to acknowledge that $36 trillion? So every cut he makes is evil and terrible for the state, but what are we supposed to do? Just continue to kick the can down the road? And finally somebody comes in to try to make a difference? No, we can't have that.
Tom, thanks for your call, buddy. Appreciate it. By the way, Nino, that's exactly what every previous administration has done on a lot of these issues.
Exactly.
We're looking at this administration saying, we're going to take on some of the ugly stuff that everybody has acknowledged is a problem, but after acknowledging it's a problem, going, they do nothing about it.
And you try to make wholesale reform to actually change what is a massive issue with this debt, and you get unbelievable pushback from the opposition. And I understand some pushback, but the level that the Democrats have gone with the gaslighting, like cancer accusations, the racism, everything. Every time you try to just save a little money to try to get our fiscal order back, it's an incredible accusation from the left.
And one of the tricks, by the way, is bookkeeping. If you went with bookkeeping that didn't say we're going to use last year's spending as the base and determine growth or shrinkage from last year's spending, as opposed to saying 10 years ago and 15 years ago, we were spending this kind of money. Now we're spending much more than that. How do we get here and fix that? Then you're going to always have this inflation of additional spending that's going to be going on.
And bookkeeping is exactly the, they tried to hide it with the state of Maryland. They said we had to make tough cuts in the budget. You spent $88 million more this year's budget than last year.
It's
so
tough
how
cuts.
Is that a cut?
It's tough cut. Because they wanted to spend 93.
Yeah.
So they've cut 5 million. I mean, that's the math. Yeah. They say, we cut this budget. We wanted to spend $100 million. Instead, we're only spending $83 million. We've saved the taxpayers 37, or what is it, whatever, how many millions of dollars. Yeah. It's amazing
political
stuff.
Political talk.
Yeah. Coming up, Nino has a question and answer from Chuck in Bel Air. Chuck, hang on. You can get to it on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Free Palestine, the phrase witnesses say the gunman was shouting after he fatally shot two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington last evening. Correspondent Nathan Elgren says it happened outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in D.C.
The suspect who was detained is 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. After the shooting outside the museum, he entered inside and then was detained. Two people who were inside the museum at the time told the Associated Press that they heard at least 10 gunshots. Afterward, they saw the shooter inside the museum. He was wearing a red keffiyeh, which is a traditional Middle Eastern headdress. And while he was being detained, they told us that he shouted Free Palestine.
The victims, Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram, Israel's U.S. ambassador says a young couple had planned to get engaged next week in Jerusalem. A House vote on President Trump's budget bill expected this morning. Mr. Trump's been lobbying hard to win approval of the measure.
The White House said Wednesday a meeting between President Donald Trump, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and the House Freedom Caucus moved the ball in the right direction as they try to reach a deal to advance the president's One Big Beautiful Bill Act to a vote on the House floor. Speaker Johnson spoke after the meeting about the progress of the bill.
Everybody around here knows this is the process. This is what we do. It's a very deliberative, slow process. Sometimes it goes slower than most of us want, but that's how the founders designed this.
Several sticking points, primarily regarding Medicaid work requirements and a cap on state and local tax deductions, still need to be worked out. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And we're just in from Capitol Hill. The Republican-led House has approved the president's tax bill after that grueling all-night session. And this represents a major step forward for the Trump agenda. On Wall Street this morning, the stock futures are mixed. Dow futures down 33 points, so the NASDAQ futures 41 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take a boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. It's 7:03. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
There is slowing southbound 895 between Moravia Road and the Harbor Tunnel. Slowing southbound 95 into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Heavy backups westbound 100 in Glenburnie between Ritchie Highway and Quarterfield Road. Watch for the accident in Parole on westbound Route 50 on the ramp 297, causing some congestion. Delays on the Adelaide between 795 and Baltimore National Bike. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another gray and gloomy day ahead of us with some scattered showers. Also still much cooler with highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances will gradually decrease tonight. Still cloudy with a few showers here and there and temperatures dropping into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 57 in Easton, 53 in Falston. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland lawmakers are reacting to the Wednesday night shootings in D.C. that claimed the lives of two Israeli embassy staff members. Senator Chris Van Hollen says he's appalled by the vile attack on those attending an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. Van Hollen says this is a horrific act of violence and anti-Semitism, and the perpetrator must be brought to justice. Howard County police have a fifth suspect under arrest in the January killing of a 17-year-old in Columbia. Police say 17-year-old Jameek Parker was arrested in Kentucky and is now back in Maryland to face charges in the death of Lance Carrington. He was shot in his car in what authorities believe was a targeted robbery attempt. Parker and the other four suspects are all charged with first and second degree murder. Last night's winning pick three Maryland lottery numbers, 089. The pick four was 1562. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. It hasn't been the smoothest of seasons for Adley Rutschman, but the fifth-year catcher came through yesterday big time for Baltimore in extra innings.
Runners on second and third, and nobody out for Rutschman. Get up, ball.
Deep to left. Rutschman toward the wall. And it's gone! An ice-breaking three-run shot. Adley Rutschman.
Kevin Brown, Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Rutschman's first home run in a month and a day cemented the 8-4 win for Baltimore, snapping an 8-game Oriole losing streak. After the game, Rutschman on his extra innings heroics.
Nice to get a hold of one. Honestly, in that situation, I'm just kind of looking for something over the middle, something I can hopefully drive the guys in and, give us a little bit of a buffer there.
Well, they did it last night, and the Birds now on their way to Boston to take on the Red Sox. It's a 4-game set beginning tonight. NFL news, the Tush Push lives. After an impassioned plea by Eagles owner Jeff Lurie, 22-10 the vote, the ban needed 24 votes to pass. Ravens reportedly were one of the 10 who voted for. And finally, Colts owner Jim Irsay, son of Bob, who moved the team from Baltimore in 1984, has passed away at the age of 65. Coming up in 30 minutes, could there be a new Ohtani on the way? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the Comfort Guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour two, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Michonne is off on vacation for a bit. Actually, it's a staycation, in all fairness. I suspect that his grandchildren woke him up around 6:30 this morning, if he was able to sleep that. Look, you get on this morning shift for long enough, you know, and you can't sleep. Yeah. Sleeping in is like 4 a.m.
Sean's probably going to need a vacation after.
That's right.
Hang with the grandkids for a week, he was telling me about.
He's going to come home looking exhausted. We'll see when he goes back and big circles under his eyes.
We were talking about it yesterday in the back about he's got the two grandkids. He said they're pretty young, but he's like, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a long week.
Yeah,
so good luck, Chuck.
You know, it's we get to see our granddaughters sometime this summer. We're going to go visit with them for a couple of days, and it's a treat. It's the grandparent thing is a cool gig because it is true everything you say. You get to play with the kids, and until they fill a diaper, and in which case you then hand them back to the mom, to the dad. Say, hey, dude, I'm out. I did this with you for years. It's all okay. It's all right. And so, all right. A lot of ground to cover this hour. First, you know, because I was able to come across some audio. I don't know if you were surprised by how quickly the new pope was named in the conclave. Because there were, for example, massive language differences that were concerned. I mean, some of these guys had never met each other. From around the globe, who gathered at that conclave in order to name the new pope. And I came across some audio that explains how they're able to kind of get past the language difference in order to make the deliberations more efficient. Are you aware of this audio?
No.
Okay, here we go.
Scusi, babida boopi.
Che cosa?
What are you doing? Speaking Italian. Babida boopi. Babida boopida babida babida.
You can't speak Italian just because you have a mustache.
Boopida babba. Boopa bibi boopa babba bibi babba.
Tu sei un pazzo. Va bene da qui.
Boopida babba.
Sono stanco di te. Ti do un pugno alla testa. Io giro con questa carne.
And poof, a pope. That's right.
I can translate that.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
An espresso and a cannoli.
Right. Oh, that sounds so good. All right. You know the best thing about the cannolis, by the way? If you get them fresh in a restaurant, that's wonderful. But if you make them at home, they sell just the shells and just the cannoli filling. Instead of getting a pre-made cannoli, because then the cannoli itself gets all soggy, you get the shell and you get the cannoli and you make it 2 seconds before you bring it onto the table. I mean, it's easy. You stuff one end, you stuff the other end, you're good to go.
Yeah, over the years we've had the bowls, the to-go cannoli cream or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, what a dessert at
around
the holidays.
Well, you would just sit and spoon it, of course. You know, who needs a cannoli?
Give me a soup spoon. Members looking at, I can't believe he's doing that.
Yes. All right. This is a serious topic and a very interesting one. I don't know if you recall that Tulsi Gabbard was put on a terrorist watch list by the government during the Biden years. She had been overseas, and she made some comments about the Biden administration that she disagreed with the direction in which the Biden administration was going. There were no personal attacks on it. This is a policy-based kind of discussion. By the time she got to the airport and got on the plane, they had put her on a list of potential terrorists called the Quiet Skies Program. It's still around, and it was used against her in a purely political fashion. Well, there are people who have been paying attention. It's still around. One of the people paying attention is Rand Paul. He says it shouldn't be around at all. And he'd like to know who's on this list. Are we have American citizens now on a list of potential terrorists, a secret list? He says this is not tenable. It will not fly, and he wants it to be addressed.
The Quiet Skies program is alarming, and we're just scratching the surface, but I will not let go of this. I told Secretary Noem yesterday, and we were informing her by letter today, we want to know all of the information. We want to know who placed Tulsi Gabbard on the list. And further, I want to know if there are any other members of Congress that are on this list.
Yeah, it's not unfair. And as far as Tulsi being on the list, well, he has concerns not just about private individuals, but how many other public officials of somebody's not political bent? In other words, is this a habit? The Biden administration, the Democrats get in power, they start putting people on an enemies list, a secret enemies list, so they can monitor you when you fly from here to Topeka, Kansas? Well, have that soundbite coming up for you in a couple of minutes. First, though, 713, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Doug Kelly.
Sluggish ride on the outer loop between Bel Air Road and Providence Road. Then you slow down on the outer loop prior to 795. Very heavy in spots toward Route 40. Traffic jumped up southbound 895 between Pulaski Highway and the Harbor Tunnel. The slowing southbound 95 between 895 and the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Stop and go pace in Glen Burnie, westbound 100 between Ritchie Highway and Quarterfield Road. And an accident blocks the left shoulder of the ramp on westbound Route 50 at 97. Allen. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVN.
Gray and gloomy today. Scattered showers possible. The high should be around 68 degrees. Overnight, still a chance for a couple of showers. Attempts only in the low 50s for Friday. A little bit better day tomorrow. Partly sunny and heading into a slightly better weekend. Right now, Pikesville, 50 degrees. And Aberdeen right now has 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time once again for our mega, mega movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Donald Trump yesterday made an announcement that will, I suspect, be earth-shattering over time. Remember how much resistance there was to even the concept that we'd be able to shoot a missile out of the sky. This ability that was then pushed through became, in essence, the Iron Dome that Israel has used very successfully in order to defend itself. Well, Donald Trump yesterday said, we're going to move a step beyond that.
As we make a historic announcement about the Golden Dome Missile Defense Shield, that's something we want. And Ronald Reagan wanted it many years ago, but they didn't have the technology. But it's something we're going to have. We're going to have it at the highest level. In the campaign, I promised the American people that I would build a cutting-edge missile defense shield to protect our homeland from the threat of foreign missile attack. And that's what we're doing. Today, I'm pleased to announce that we have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors. This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years. Once fully constructed, the Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world and even if they are launched from space, including hypersonic missiles, ballistic missiles, and advanced cruise missiles. All of them will be knocked out of the air. We will truly be completing the job that President Reagan started 40 years ago, forever ending the missile threat to the American homeland, and the success rate is very close to 100%, which is incredible when you think of it. You're shooting bullets out of the air.
It is amazing to think that we now have that technology, and what a change in our personal sense of security in this country once that is done. Now, there can be pushback because people can say, well, you're going to start a new arms race of some sort. I have no problem with defensive measures being put in place by every nation. Canada would like in on the Golden Dome. They think it's a good idea. They want it to happen, and they're willing to pay for their part of protection of Canada with a Golden Dome as well. And if this technology is extended to other countries, as long as they're allies of ours, I don't mind.
And let's not forget, back in the 40s, the German U-boats came right onto our shores. Yeah. We had the Cuban Missile Crisis, in the 60s. So the threat to the homeland has been real for 80-plus years, let alone now with all this missile technology that we have to fear. As you said, the technology is there. The president is putting defending the homeland first and foremost. That is his priority. I see this as something everybody in Congress should be able to get on board with. What did we spend? Trillions on the Iraq War.
Yeah.
Of course, the thousands of the priceless lives that were lost of our great American soldiers. Mm-hmm. $175 billion may sound like a lot, but to a country that spends trillions every year.
As Donald Trump pointed out, how much money they pull in a handful of days in the Middle East? Trillions.
Trillions.
And you're talking about a small fraction of those trillions that they pulled in one weekend. It sounds like a big number until put into perspective, and that's perspective.
And I don't buy into this is going to escalate the nuclear issue in general, number one. And two, the Israelis have proven. Look, the Iranians shot missiles at them less than a year ago, and this thing worked.
Yeah.
And it's worked time and time again. It's not perfect, but it's worked.
Yeah, one half of one missile hit the ground in Israel in the middle of a field because their system was so effective. And that is what we would like to have happen here. And has this caused an escalation in the Middle East? No. Is there an Iron Dome anywhere else in the Middle East? No. Those nations that consider themselves at particular risk will be interested in this technology, and those who are not interested will not.
Not to mention Trump said it'll be made here by our American companies.
And that is your mega movement update.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
Nino addresses the bridge. That question coming up next on Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 720.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker inviting you to a night of crab's claws and me getting roasted like a bushel of Old Bay. It's WCBM's first Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. It's all-you-can-eat crabs, great company, a no-holds-barred roast with Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, taking their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and they're coming in hot. Tickets at WCBM.com, and get yours before they boil over.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come during this hour, between now and 8 o'clock this morning, LaMonica McIver. Again, she's not the one on TV who used to make things out of paper clips. You'd have an airplane that could fly 1,000 miles. She is, however, a congresswoman. She's the one who gave the bums rush and a couple of really good football moves to an ICE agent or two when they were forcing their way into that ICE facility in Newark, New Jersey. And she's now like as pure as a driven snow. She cannot understand how anything, wow, I guess I was just completely misinterpreted because I was just there doing my job as a congressperson. Yeah. You'll hear from her in the latest set of excuses and Tom Holman and his analysis of exactly what went wrong in that situation and whether or not she's really, really culpable of anything. Because she says she's not, so I guess we should just take her word for it. That's still coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Nina, just going to give you a heads up. Immediately following traffic and weather, Chuck has a question for you. Chuck and Bel Air. And we expect an answer, you know. You are in charge.
I will do my best.
It's 723 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
Be aware of the accident in northbound 95. It's in the left lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We're slowing southbound 95, coming south of the 895-95 split in Rosedale. Traffic jammed up on southbound 895 between Route 40 and the Harbor Tunnel. on the outer loop, you find slowing between 795 and I-70. Also slowing in Parkville on the outer loop between White Marsh Boulevard and Providence Road. Southbound BW Parkway jammed up between Arundel Mills Boulevard and 175. In Ellicott City for the slowing, eastbound 70 between the Baltimore National Pike and Marriottsville Road. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Aberdeen, 53 degrees right now. Ellicott City, 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And Chuck, hang on. You're here right now with us. This is Chuck and Bel Air. Chuck, good morning.
Hey, good morning, all. Hey, Nina, thanks for bringing common sense to the state of Maryland. Just wish we had more guys like you and Kathy out there.
Thank you, Chuck.
Taxmore got up there and took the spotlight when the Key Bridge was knocked down, and now we hear nothing. I'm sitting in traffic at all the tunnels in the afternoon and evening, and it just seems like it's there's nothing going on. And I have a second question, too, regards there was a little article in the newspaper when Moore was elected where he approved Medicaid payments for sex change operations and other things, and I'm curious as to how many we paid for out of taxpayers' money. I know you probably don't have that answer, but a lot of people didn't see that article, I'm sure. So, and that's it.
Well, Chuck, thanks for the question. I'll say you're right about, I don't have the numbers about the gender waste of taxpayer dollars, but that did happen. The state is funding through Medicaid that ridiculous, talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. I cannot believe the state taxpayers being forced to pay that. It's outrageous. But in terms of the bridge, number one, I do feel very sorry for you with the traffic because and the citizens of Maryland, because I know I hear it all the time from friends that live over more on the east side how terrible it is. But with that being said, I mean, I don't want to I have to be honest. My understanding is that the bridge is being the pre-construction and that demolition part of the remaining bridge, that's already started. That started in the spring of this year, and I believe it is scheduled to be complete by 2028. So it's obviously it's still several years out, but this project, which is being overseen by the Maryland Transportation Authority, it's going to cost $1.7 billion or so. I think the federal government is fully funding it, but it is kind of on average of how long it will take to construct, is my understanding. I'm not an engineer or an expert, but that bridge, believe it or not, is over a mile long, and the clearance is going to be very high for some of these larger ships, so it makes it more complex when you're building it, and it will take several years, but there is work being done right now, so that's the good news.
Good. Well, I just, you know, you would think that there could have been an effort to, you know, get it going faster like some other governors in the country when there's a massive situation like this, that they could put more emphasis on getting it done quicker. So, you know, that's just the perception, I would think, of Marylanders that, you know, it's not being, you would think that they would do it faster. But I understand and I appreciate your input. So thanks for the let me call in.
Chuck, thanks for hanging
completely
on.
Understood, yep.
Appreciate it. 410-WCBM680, if you'd like to join the show. I have a question, a follow-up question for you on this. Okay, they're going to make the bridge clearances higher for the bigger ships. How does that help? Because you still have the Bay Bridge, that's the same height. I mean, you have to clear the Bay Bridge, which is going to be lower than the Key Bridge. I mean, you have to.
Well, the point I'm making is that adds to the complex nature of building a bridge and taking longer for the construction, opposed to if it was, you know, just a straight, you know, when a bridge that is low level to the ground, it's not going to take as long to construct as the bridge that's higher up. And
look, I want to have the higher clearances. It'd be great for the cruise industry, for example. Right now, only the smaller cruise ships can get into port because of the height restrictions. If we had bridges, they're taller, as I think the key bridge is going to build for that kind of clearance, you can get the large cruise ships in that have more toys. It'd be great for a cruise industry. And to be really honest, you're cruising out of Baltimore is a lot more fun than cruising by having to fly to Miami or something and then get on a cruise ship. You go down, you park your car, you get in the boat, and you enjoy yourself. But right now, it's only the smaller ships that can get in. I'd love to have access to the great big ships here. But without the Bay Bridge being lifted, I don't know how that happens.
No, that's a great point. And I'm sure in terms of the construction, I mean, you have to add time. And hopefully they're taking all the security precautions to make sure something like this never happens again. I think a lot of people, too, to the call that he was making, there was, I think, over $100 million that the federal government received from the shipping company in a lawsuit that paid for some of the demolition. Mm-hmm. And it probably, I would have to assume, adds to the timing with the federal government paying for this project and having all the legislation took time, because obviously the state didn't want to be on the hook for it.
Yeah.
And expedite it through state funding.
Super. Thank you, Nina. Appreciate it. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you folks. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you're able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell? If you sell your current home, then listen up. Selling your home in Maryland or lower PA, one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. Do not list your home until you have talked with Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, and here's why. In today's real estate market, you have a lot of options as a home seller you did not have 10 or 20 years ago, so you shouldn't be listing with somebody who sells your home as if it were 10 or 20 years ago. Vinny Steele, Maryland's Home Sold Guaranteed Agent, 410-709-7515. Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed, 410-709-7515. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here's news and Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Democratic Party Chair Ken Ullman has announced that he's stepping down effective June 13th. Ullman wants to return to full-time work with his development consulting company, which is involved in several economic development projects in the state. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has released a statement thanking Ullman for his willingness to lead the party through an intense and demanding election, adding that his leadership was critical to maintaining Democratic power in the state. The governor is recommending Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman to lead the state's Democratic Party. The new chair will be elected June 21st. Beginning Saturday, Baltimore City pools will be open on weekends. The Drude Hill, Lake Clifton, Middle Branch, Patterson, Riverside, and Roosevelt pools will be open on Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Weekday hours for the city's pools will begin on June 17th. This year, each pool will close one day a week for cleaning and maintenance. Three new pools will be opening this year. One is in West Baltimore, two in East Baltimore. The Waterfront Partnership announces Baltimore will hold another Harbor Splash event. This year's Harbor Splash will take place on June 21st at the Bond Street Wharf in Fells Point. Last year, 150 people took part in the inaugural splash to show that water quality can meet Maryland's standard for swimming. The Harbor Splash is a closely supervised event that is designed to ensure swimmer safety. Registration for the upcoming swim will open on May 28th. This year, there are spots available for 200 swimmers 18 and older. And 22 of 55 charges have been dropped in the trial of a former Severna Park Elementary School teacher charged with child sex abuse. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
WCBM News Time 7:33. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident blocks the left lane of the far right tube southbound 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, with a congestion southbound 95 coming south of the 895 split in Rosedale. Delays on southbound 895 between Moravia Road and the Harbor Tunnel. Jumped up traffic on the Adloop between 795 toward Liberty Road. South of Liberty Road off and on slowing toward Baltimore National Pike. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another soggy day ahead of us with some scattered showers, a little bit of fog, and cooler temperatures. Highs only in the upper 60s. Some scattered showers will continue on and off tonight with lows close to 50. After that, we'll start to dry things out for your Friday with a nice mix of sun and clouds, just a stray shower with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Orioles getting a big lift yesterday from Ryan O'Hearn.
Now to Ryan O'Hearn. O'Hearn, who has had a big day. Double, a couple singles, an RBI.
Got a first pitch fastball. Sot it off into left field, and the Orioles retake the lead. Ryan O'Hearn delivers.
Kevin O'Brown, Big Ben McDonald with the call en masse and a homecoming for O'Hearn. That hit in the 10th inning gave the Orioles the lead. The big first baseman wraps out a season high four hits and drives in two. The Birds win it 8-4 in 11 innings to snap an 8-game skid. After the game, manager Tony Mancelino on his big first baseman.
He just puts the ball in play, hits the ball hard, he gets hits. I mean, I think his numbers probably show that he's been doing this all year and really the last couple years.
A couple of notes from this one. Adley Rutschman with a 3-run shot to salt it away in the 11th. Andrew Kittredge making his season debut, pitching an impressive scoreless 7th. Felix Bautista pitching in back-to-back games for the first time. His first blown save has given up 5 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings over his last 4 outings after not allowing a run in 9 straight one-inning appearances. Elsewhere in baseball, the Rangers with a big announcement. The Korean Ohtani is on the way. His name is Sungjung Kim. He's a two-way player. He just signed with the Rangers as an international free agent. He's only 18 years old, though. He's still in high school. Got a ways to go. NBA last night, Pacers trailed the Knickerbockers by 14 with 2:45 to play, and then by a bucket with 5 seconds to play.
Halliburton will take it. The backpedal, a 3 for the win, and oh! He got it!
Kevin Harlan with the call on TNT. Halliburton's bucket was ruled a 2, tying it at the buzzer, and the Pacers would go on to beat the Knicks 138-135 in overtime, taking a 1-0 series lead. Here's a sidebar. According to the AP's Josh Dubow, teams leading by 14 points with 2:45 to play historically were 994-0 going into last night. College basketball, it's about time. Maryland men's basketball returning to Charm City as part of the inaugural Hall of Fame Classic at the CFG Bank Arena. It'll be Monday, November 3rd, a doubleheader. Maryland, Coppin State, Towson, and Loyola. And finally, congratulations to the Manchester Valley High School girls lacrosse team, capping an unbeaten season last night in the rain at Stevenson University. The Mavericks capturing the Class 2A championship with a 17-9 win over Glenelg. Emma Penza capped a brilliant career as Carroll County's all-time leading scorer with 4 goals and 4 assists. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who watched the Preakness from the Governor's Box.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So here's a final note on Preakness 150. Not that this doesn't happen every year, because it does. Who watched the races for Maryland's exclusive taxpayer-funded Preakness tent this past Saturday? Pamela Wood from the Baltimore Banner reporting on this last night. Nearly 100 people were in the box. It cost $200,000 for taxpayer dollars. Japan's ambassador was in there, because I know that Governor Westmore is basically courting the Japanese. And also business leaders, nonprofit leaders, government officials, state government officials. Here's who funded it: Department of Housing and Community Development, Maryland Lottery, and Maryland Office of Social Equity. Not sure what that is. Maybe, and you know, you would know who that is. And among other departments.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So $200,000 basically they spent.
Well, in addition, of course, you had Chin Lung Hu. You mentioned that who watched. He is a baseball player. He used to play with the Dodgers.
You mean he's on first?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he watched. You said, yeah. Who watched? And you're right, he did.
But, Nino, you weren't invited, were you, to the to the tent?
I was not. Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of. I love that answer. To my knowledge.
My staff failed to tell me. I noticed they were there.
To the best of my knowledge.
The Department of Social Equity kicked out that department. You can easily pay for that.
So you're not part of the Department of Social Equity?
No, I'm not part of that. No.
Okay.
They actually just, that's a story for us later. They just passed a new department that's consolidating some of the departments, and they're calling it, it was going to be called another equity department, basically, mm-hmm. And ever since Trump's kind of took the sledgehammer, it was just in the Baltimore Banner yesterday, that they're changing the name.
Yeah, the DEI department is no longer DEI.
It's a nicer sounding name that's going to do basically DEI thing. For the whole state government. But, yeah, there you go.
That's the story.
And I'll talk to you at the top.
Thank you, Dip.
By the way, who's on the phone for you? Talk Radio 680.
First base.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM. Glenn is in Annapolis. Glenn, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Question for you guys. Since the federal government is picking up the whole tab for replacement of the Key Bridge, where's the insurance money and where's all the money going from the lawsuits? Who's keeping that money?
Yeah, fair question.
That is good. I would imagine since the federal government, I believe they received $100 million or so from the shipping company, and they put it towards, if my understanding is, towards the cleanup efforts. So
okay,
money.
There's a lot more than that, though. Wasn't that bridge insured for like $800 million? Where's that money going?
Well, there's a top end, Glenn, as to what can be collected under maritime law. I forget exactly what the top end is. But, yeah, you can win that judgment, but maritime law says you can only collect X number of dollars, and it's substantially less.
No, I understand that, but we're talking about the bridge itself was insured. Maritime law has to do with the lawsuits from the shipping companies and everything else. But, no, the bridge itself was insured. Where's that money going?
Nino, I leave that to you and your staff.
I would assume that if I had the Department of the Maryland Transportation Authority will receive funds, I guess, being used to cover expenses related to the buildup and the cleanup, et cetera.
But you'd be favored. Yeah. Over the weekend, I realize that not a lot of people will be around, but sometime between now and one of the days next week. Because that's a great question, Glenn. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mike is in Towson. He's next up. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys, and Nino,
good
thanks
morning.
For all you're doing.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, if you remember back in 89 when the earthquake hit during the World Series in San Francisco and all those elevated highways collapsed, they had to get it completely shut down traffic around San Francisco.
Yeah.
The Caltrans and State of California issued a contract vehicle to the contractors to get that rebuilt in record time by offering incentives. They set a very aggressive timeline, and then they offered incentives to the contractors to rebuild it faster than their aggressive timeline, and it worked. And I don't know why the state of Maryland can't do something like that to get this bridge back up. It could be a design-build contract and offer those incentives. It would be a great way to get this thing moving and to clear up some of this nasty traffic that we have. And one other point that I wanted to make is, back in the 70s and into the early 80s, the National Truckers Association voted Maryland some of the best roads in the country. Now we have some of the worst. I don't know where our tax money and all this bond money is going, but it's not going to fix the roads. The potholes and the roads are in horrible condition, and I don't know what the heck's being done, but it's destroying cars. It's causing all kinds of, millions and millions of dollars in damage, and not to mention the congestion from, our deplorable infrastructure here. And something's got to be done about it, because it is just, it's terrible. I can't stand to drive around the city, the state, the county. it's just horrible.
Yeah, Mike, I tell you, in the Reisterstown area, which is where I live, if you cross Reisterstown Road on any number of the cross streets, they've like gotten halfway through repaving, and nothing is happening. So you have about an inch and a half difference in height, no warning. You go into the intersection, and I'm always thinking, I'm just wondering when somebody's going to lose their whole rear axle, because it is quite a blow unless you're really aware that you're about to have a big surprise.
Yep, absolutely. Terrible.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate
it. Thank
you, Mike. 743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Hey, before we do that, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. So please, if you would, 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Again, 410-WCBM-680 for Choose Your Fake News. First, though, Doug Kelly, traffic and weather on the threes.
The crash blocks the left lane of the right tube on the southbound side of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, causing extreme backups from 895 and the slowing southbound 895 south of Moravia Road to the Harbor Tunnel. Traffic jammed up in the Beltway at a loop between Bel Air Road and Cromwell Bridge Road. Then you find slowing on the Adloop between 795 and I-70. Ellicott City for the crash and westbound 100 at Executive Park Drive. Stop and go from Maryland 108. Also delays on westbound 100 between Ritchie Highway and Quarterfield Road. Slowing on southbound 97 between Benfield Boulevard and Generals Highway. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, you're looking at a gray and gloomy day. A scattered showers possible, high around 68 degrees. Overnight, still a chance for a couple of showers. Temps around 52. Tomorrow, a better day, at least a little more sunny, and heading into a much more pleasant weekend. Right now, you're looking at temperatures that are, you know, frankly, not all that great outside. You have a 52 degrees currently in Pikesville, and downtown Baltimore, it's 56. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, time once again for Choose Your Fake News. And boy, we got a tremendous prize for you. I mean, if you do this, it's Joe in Glendon. Joe, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being with us, because the chance you have is to pick up something that's just amazing from, I think it's, make sure I have the name of the company right, because there's like a $150 ticket, there are a pair of them, for the coming to you from O'Dwyer. It's O'Dwyer Retreat House, the O'Dwyer Wine Night Giveaway for Choose Your Fake News. And this is a pair of tickets, and these are great tickets.
That's a great prize.
Yeah,
was at that event last year.
Yeah, really? Yeah. What's it like?
It's a nice time. And Hayfield's a beautiful venue, and I'm a little biased there, but it's there's a great cause, too, the Catholic Retreat and Sparks, actually, in my district. So great cause, great event.
All right. Joe, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, would you like to go first, second, or third, sir?
I'd like to go third.
You're going to go third, all right? There are three stories. All you have to do is tell us which of these three stories is fake news, and you will be our lucky winner. And, boy, I tell you, we got some good stuff for you, as we just mentioned. First of all, first story, this is out of the U.S. Sun. A flu-like illness is caused by contact with infected birds and has left one man, age 26, with a never-ending cough. He has been diagnosed with parrot chlamydia after accidentally breathing in chicken poo. So this guy apparently has the kind of chlamydia that parrots get. I don't know. It's a parrot chlamydia. At least that's what the story says. Story number two. In Japan, a couple of small store owners fought off burglars with a golf club, a 9-iron, I believe, with a golf club and with that expanding foam stuff, the insulation. They apparently sprayed that stuff on the guy's hands, hit him with the golf club, smashed up his car, and life was good in Japan once again. And story number three, this is just too bizarre. A stranger helping a man move a box, as the guy moved from one home to another, discovered inside one of the boxes was a dead body. And then things got weird after that. A Houston man asked to help somebody move some furniture out of their house, not thinking anything of it. The guy said, ah, sure. I went over and started moving boxes until he came across a heavy box that turned out to contain a body. Police are now saying the contents were the missing piece to a murder. You know, the habeas corpus, the corpus of the habeas corpus. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said this weekend authorities arrested Stephen Eberle in connection with the May 16th incident. Yeah, you should mark your boxes more carefully. Kristen, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to move recently, but you know when you move, you always make sure you put on the boxes kitchen. You should put on a dead body. That one, right. You know, that way there's no mistake whatsoever. So, Joe, is it story number one? Manhunt himself a bad case of parrot chlamydia. Story number two, take that. And hey, your backswing's looking pretty good. And story number three, well, what's in the box, fellas? What is your guess, Joe?
I'll pick number three.
He takes number three. You don't think that anybody going to leave a dead body in a box and then ask somebody to help move it. All right, you take story number three. Kristen?
I don't know. I think that one could be true based on some of our past stories, and I could see number two being true. Number one, is that the cough that's been going around in this building? Everybody has? That could explain something.
I don't know, man. But, you would have a suffered from
I don't have a parrot, but somebody does. No. I don't know. I'm going to say that's fake. I don't know. Chlamydia sounds like a different type of disease than a cough, so I'm going to say one.
It does, doesn't it? Somehow. And Nino?
No, I would like number three to be false, but I'm going with one, too. I'm following Kristen's lead.
Okay. And then you, Joe, who do you choose?
He already picked
number three.
You picked number three. All right. Yeah. So let's start with the number one. The man, 26. Yes, there's something actually called parrot chlamydia.
This guy
has it.
Sorry,
Nino. Yeah, I know. Could they not name it something?
Right.
Really? Is caused with contact with infected birds and leaves people suffering from severe pneumonia or brain and heart inflammation and a constant cough that doesn't seem to clear up. Story number three, a stranger helping a man move a box discovers a dead body inside, and then things got weird after that. That's also a true story.
Ooh.
Story number two is fake news. This couple did indeed use a golf club, but they use a golf club and bug spray, not the expanding foam. Caught you on that one, guys.
Joe.
Thank you.
Give it a try again another day.
Pretty sad that that's the fake story. Finding a dead body by moving.
And parachlamydia. Wouldn't you have either of those?
And you attack a robber back. You're like, well, that's normal. I mean,
yeah, fair enough.
That'll happen.
Yeah, just look at Tiger Woods' wife. I mean, she was a golf club.
There you go.
Joe, thanks for the call. Wow. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 750.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
Declaration of Independence is a fascinating document. I have been a serious student of the Declaration for about 25 years, and I still marvel at the broad sweep of genius backed up by a boldness born of faith. Indeed, the founding and forming of the American government was an act of faith. But a point that is crucially lost in this secular age is that it was not just faith for the sake of faith. It was faith in the existence and the authority of the one true and living God of the Bible that provided the foundation and set the course for the American experiment in liberty. It was the common understanding of men who were knowledgeable of God's word and convinced of his authority and protection over themselves and their families. Now, these men, were they able to visit with us today, would be astonished to see what we have done with the republic they bequeathed us. Indeed, I believe they would be disappointed to see the loss of American liberty resulting from the failure of Americans to know and to live out the moral principles and precepts that make liberty possible. Thomas Jefferson wrote that if the people of a nation desire to be ignorant and free, they desire what never was and never will be. If we forget the words, the struggles, the trials, the motivations, indeed the faith of our founders, we will confine ourselves to a destiny of tyranny and oppression. So I ask you to visit our website at theamericanview.com and begin or continue to deepen your understanding of the principles and precepts of liberty. Then pass it on. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. Actually, he'll be out for about a week, if I recall correctly. Out today, tomorrow, and the 4 days of next week. We do not work on Monday, it being Memorial Day, so we'll have people actually encourage you to observe Memorial Day. I've always thought it's not inappropriate to say celebrate Memorial Day. It's not exactly something one celebrates, but it's a remembrance. And so please observe it on Monday. Take some time somewhere in the day.
Delaney Valley Gardens is somewhere I recommend. I'll actually be there usually. They do an incredible ceremony paying tribute to the heroes. Yep.
Yeah, they do. Indeed. I've been there once or twice myself. It's roughly midday that happens?
I think it starts at 10 a.m.
10 a.m., yeah. All right. So I'll check on that, and we'll get you the information tomorrow on that, folks. 410-WCVM-680-753. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Doug Kelly.
That accident, 95 southbound, then moved to the right shoulder after the tunnel near Key Highway. Extreme backups remain coming south of 895 in the northeast. Also delays on southbound 895 between Moravia Road and the Harbor Tunnel. Turning to the Beltway with the jammed up traffic on the Ad Loop between Bel Air Road and Cromwell Bridge Road. More slowing on the Ad Loop between 795 and I-70. In Glen Burnie, there's an accident reported 97 southbound after New Cut Road with delays on southbound 97 between Benfield Boulevard and Generals Highway. Busy ride in Glen Burnie and westbound 100 between Ritchie Highway and Quarterfield Road. There is an accident westbound 100 at Executive Park Drive in Ellicott City. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Right now, you're taking a look at 52 degrees in Bel Air, Hunt Valley 56, and down in the Middle River, it's 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 754 right now. We began this conversation early this hour. There's this program called Quiet Skies, and somehow Tulsi Gabbard found herself being put on this list of potential terrorists. Because she was overseas and made a negative comment about the Biden administration. Clearly, this is being used as a club against Biden opponents. The program is still around.
My understanding is there's a broad list of thousands of people, and if you're in Congress, they can put you on the list, but they don't surveil you till you leave Congress. So if we have politicians on there for political speech, and I do believe Tulsi Gabbard was selected for constitutionally protected speech and for her positions, and I want to see the deliberation. I have not yet seen the deliberation of who made the decision, who argued, and why the heck a former congresswoman who is now at the highest echelon of our government was put on a terrorist watch list. It's inexcusable, and I don't want to let it happen to an ordinary citizen, much less somebody who's in our government.
Yeah, now, I'm not sure if there's a need for something called a Quiet Skies program, secret surveillance of U.S. citizens. I suppose one can make a justification for it. But this is pretty chilling to know that the government has the power. And I think Rand Paul is right. Let's see who authorized putting her on, who approved it, who suggested it, who's in that particular food chain. Because we know it wasn't Joe Biden.
I remember when this happened, like it was yesterday, it was very chilling indeed. You have a popular congresswoman who happens to be a military veteran.
Yep.
She's very smart, very articulate, and very much kind of like a soon-to-be, you can tell, rock star in mainstream politics. She ran for president.
Yep.
She's an attractive woman. She's all the things that you want on your side. And as soon as she started opening up against some of the Democrat policies, yep, all of a sudden, a veteran and a congresswoman from Hawaii is now on a terror watch list. It was unbelievable political attacks from those in power.
Now, the funny thing is, there's so many scandals right now brewing around the Biden administration that this story, which I think continues to be a huge story.
It's a huge story.
It's going to get hardly any air. Because you walk into the room and you have Biden's cancer and you have Biden's dementia sucking up all the air. But to have a government agency make the decision, we don't like you, so we're putting you on a list, that is true totalitarianism.
A popular congresswoman and a veteran. They just, because she had some comments about Putin, was their justification, right? No other justification but going after your political opponents and using the power of the federal government to try to silence, and in some cases, under Donald Trump, even put people in situations where they face prison.
Well, they tried to put Trump, I don't think they're done with that yet.
Well, and some of his people did go to jail.
Exactly. If you happen to cross them the wrong way, then they would put you in the target list. I always kind of marvel at the fact that not more talk show hosts were put on that list. although both Sean and I got ghosted a number of times online, where, you know, the shadow posting that we went through. I would post it and only you would see it, and, you know, nobody else in the world. But we let it post it. It's just fine. But nobody could actually
see it. Social media algorithms targeted conservatives. There's no doubt about it.
And, of course, then there's this.
Ho, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears.
Jasmine Crockett went to great lengths yesterday to point out that, after all, those people who are being kept in that facility in Newark, New Jersey, They're really nice guys, and wow, I mean, it's just completely untoward to have ICE holding them like that.
We all know what it is. That's why they hired everybody from Fox News, because all they're trying to do is put on for a show. This is not the Apprentice show. This is supposed to be about the American people, and I want us to start to refocus our attention on the American people and stop demonizing every daggone person that ends up in custody of ICE, because they are not necessarily demons just because ICE decided to round them up.
Fine, that's okay, but with these people, it's not exactly like they said, let me find somebody with a Hispanic surname and toss them in an ICE facility. It's, let's find somebody who happens to have a Hispanic surname, but has committed like multiple murders, or five rapes.
Or drug dealing.
Or drugs,
or
mean,
sexual
really,
assault.
I mean, to me, there is a slightly subtler kind of degree of understanding that somehow is beyond Jasmine Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up next hour. Yes, LaMonica McIver. She's justifying her behavior by saying basically, well, I was just there doing my job, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into that. That's going to be a great
discussion.
These
people from ICE, I was just sitting there having a cup of tea, and these people from ICE came over and bowled me over and almost hurt my body because I was just there innocently just enjoying myself on a beautiful sunny day.
Yeah, people need to tune in. That's a great discussion. It's a case study in the nonsense that comes out of some of these congressmen.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel's prime minister decries what his office calls a horrific anti-Semitic attack. That story in a moment, but first, the Trump agenda rolls on.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 214, with one answering present. The bill is passed.
The House approves President Trump's big, beautiful budget bill following a grueling all-night session. House Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith says the bill is a win for the president and for the American people.
This is an economic growth agenda combined with historic spending reforms that protects those in need and puts America on a path to a better future.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's truly historic legislation. The president fought hard to get it across the finish line, lobbying members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus to back the bill. The measure includes $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and expands the 2017 Trump tax cuts. There's also new Medicaid work requirements for able-bodied individuals. Democrats staunchly oppose the bill, which now heads to the Senate. A 30-year-old Chicago man under arrest, accused of fatally shooting two Israeli embassy aides outside Washington's Capitol Jewish Museum last evening. John Ellison tells Sky that he saw the whole thing.
I was walking by, and a guy came up and looked like a gun. I couldn't tell what it was, but I heard it afterwards, the shots, and he shot this young couple.
And shouted, "Free Palestine," according to witnesses and police. The victims, Yaron Lashinsky and Sarah Milgram, had planned to get engaged in Jerusalem next week. Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 125, NASDAQ futures off 22 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident southbound 895 is at O'Donnell Street. Heavy backups coming in from 95. And then you've got the accident still working on the right shoulder southbound 95 at Key Highway just as you come out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel with a stop-and-go pace from 895. Jumped up traffic on the Ad Loop between Bel Air Road and Cromwell Bridge Road. Then slowing on the Ad Loop between 795 and I-70. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another gray and gloomy day ahead of us with some scattered showers. Also still much cooler with highs in the upper 60s. Rain chances will gradually decrease tonight. Still cloudy with a few showers here and there and temperatures dropping into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 55 in Pikesville at 57 in Edgewood at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Elkton man faces felony charges after he allegedly brandished a firearm during a road rage incident in Cecil County. Javon Burbick is charged with first and second degree assault and using a firearm during a felony crime for Saturday's alleged incident on Route 279 near Fletchwood Road. The victim told Maryland State Police troopers that the driver of a black Kia pointed a firearm at him, his wife, and their two-year-old daughter during the incident. A Severn woman has been arrested for firing a shot into a tow truck back on March 7th. The tow truck driver was called to the 900 block of Reese Road in Severn for a town request, and after arriving, he says DeVille Campbell berated him and argued about his response time. The driver declined to tow the vehicle, and as he started to drive away, a bullet struck his truck. On Wednesday, police carried out a search warrant on Campbell's home and recovered evidence that included a handgun. Last night's winning lottery numbers, pick 3, 0, 8, 9, the pick 4, 1, 5, 6, 2. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our President Donald Trump 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. For Baltimore last night, Adley delivers.
Runners on second and third, and nobody out for Rutschman. Get out of the ball.
Deep to left, Adley Rutschman toward the wall. Yeah. That's gone! An ice-breaking three-run shot.
Kevin Brown, Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Rutschman's first home run in a month and a day cemented the 8-4 win for Baltimore yesterday, snapping an 8-game Oriole losing streak. After the game, manager Tony Mancelino on his first win and what it means.
Not me. This whole thing isn't about me managing. I don't, even when the game and everybody's congratulating you for your first win, I don't really feel that way about it. It's more for the players and the organization.
Maryland introducing its new athletic director today. today, James Smith, will meet the media this afternoon, one day after the school announced that Terps men's basketball will be returning to Baltimore for the first time since 2018. Terps will host Coppin State. Towson will play Loyola to open the 25-26 season on November 3rd as part of the Hall of Fame Classic at CFG Bank Arena. And finally, nine straight championships now in boys lacrosse for Severna Park High School. They beat Towson last night. 11-4 was the final, capping a 16-1 season. Head coach Bob Zichelli wears a man of many hats. He also drives the team's bus. Coming up in 30 minutes, is it the WNBA or is it the WWE? And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
R3.
It's about as deep as I can make my voice. Doesn't quite get there, but we're working on it. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is off this morning. Nino Mangione, kind enough to sit in. And you've been doing some research during the show, sir.
Yes, sir. Bruce, just going back to a previous caller, when it came to the Key Bridge, that the initial insurance payout following the collapse in 24, actually, there's confirmation from the Federal Highway Administration. I was right that $350 million had been paid out to the Maryland Transportation Authority by the bridge's insurer. So that answers one of the questions. And we brought up Monday's ceremony for Memorial Day, paying tribute to our fallen heroes at Delaney Valley Gardens. That is at 10 a.m. And the ceremony includes the Color Guard units, the 229th Army Band, the Maryland Army National Guard, U.S. Naval Sea Cadets, patriotic medleys, the 9/11 Rolling Memorial, taps, and the 21-gun salute. And they will be family members of those who perished this last year in our, I believe, in the military.
It's a wonderful ceremony.
It is.
It's very touching. I've been there a couple of times. It's a very, very touching ceremony, and it does give meaning to Memorial Day and part of what Memorial Day is all about.
It does.
You know, Memorial Day is for those who have passed, folks. It's not for people who retired or ex-military. That'll be Veterans Day. So we try to keep that distinction clear in our minds. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. All right. So the woman who went to the ICE facility, the congresswoman, one of three, who went to the facility in Newark and then tried to bull their way in. And she's one. There's video of this. So it's not a real question as to whether it happened. But she now is writing a whole new narrative. Her name is LaMonica MacGyver. And she's writing a whole new narrative about what occurred. What actually occurred was they pushed their way in. Then you see her give a stiff arm and a couple of good forearm shots to a couple of ICE agents. She assaulted them. You don't lay your hands on an officer of the law, whether it's an ICE officer or a Baltimore City cop. It's bad practice to do that, and you will be called out and punished for that should it happen. You know, that's why we call it the thin blue line. They're the line between us and anarchy. But that's exactly what she did. And then she said, who, me? Gosh, I'm so upset to hear that. It must have been a body double because I was actually having tea and crumpets until well after that event.
So many other crimes and things to be focused on, and definitely not to be focused on a congresswoman or congress members who were there just to do an oversight visit. We were not there to bust detainees out of prison. We've heard that come out from the DOJ. We were there for an oversight visit, and this is something that we've done before.
Yeah, it's something you've done before by making an appointment and showing up when the time came.
Bruce, this is such an obnoxious take here. The video is so clear. She's leading this almost mini attempt to siege the ICE building.
It's a tush push.
Dropping the, saying, yeah.
It's a tush push.
She's a larger woman. She's pushing them. She's dropping the F-bomb. And then she tries to spin
this thing with the forearm,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's
elbow to the chest.
Right there on the video.
Hard to miss.
And then she tries to portray herself as the actual victim here. And she demands respect because of her position in Congress. And then even worse, later on, comes the racism claims from other members of Congress. But you and I both know, and I know now as a delegate, if I wanted to go take a tour of any state facility, even if it's controversial, we set it up. The state agency will look at, okay, Delegate Nina, once you see it, it will be very professional. I will go in there. It won't be this chaos that just happened, unless you want it to be organized chaos. And that was exactly what happened. You arrest the mayor. Now they're arresting their political opponents when we talked about how it actually was happening. But then it was all staged. And now they said, no, we're not the Trump administration. And the Jersey state's attorney, Alina Hava, said, we're not playing that game.
Yeah.
And now they got caught on it.
Yeah. And LaMonica MacGyver is upset that Alina Hava would say, excuse me, but we tend to frown on when you're giving the stiff arm and a couple of sharp elbows
to
federal agents. It's not exactly the path we want to go down in this country, so we're going to charge you. You'll hear more from LaMonica MacGyver and Tom Homan, comments on the situation as well. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. First, though, 8:13, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, who is off this morning, it's Doug Kelly.
Traffic jammed up on southbound 895. Coming south of the 895-95 split in Rosedale with the accident 895 southbound at O'Dowell Street, adding to the difficulties. Also have that accident working on the right shoulder southbound 95 at Key Highway just after the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Stop and go pace from 895 southbound 97. You've got the right lane blocked because of the accident after New Cut Road. Delay southbound 97 between Crane Highway and Generals Highway. Security Boulevard near Woodlawn Drive in Woodlawn. Watch for the accident. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gray and gloomy today. Scattered showers possible. Today's high around 68 degrees. Overnight, still a couple of chances for showers. Temps will be around 52, 53. Not a great day. For tomorrow, partly sunny, though. Heading into the weekend, we might have a better weekend than we have right now. Hunt Valley, 56 degrees. And right now, Ellicott City has 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, it is time for us to find out which lefty has completely lost it. Which lefty has gone loony? Which loony lefty has lost it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We head to the circus. Please enter the big top. It's time for the clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, please enter the big top. Grab your seats. Focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a woman who says, you know what? I'm here to ask questions, but I don't really want to ask questions. I want to talk instead. Oh, that woman must be a congressperson. What a surprise. Yes, Pramila Jayapal.
There was no evidence showing that she'd engaged in any activities were a threat to national security. And in fact, in May, a federal court ordered Ms. Ostrich's release from detention, noting that the sole basis for the government's detention appeared to be the fact that she co-authored this opinion piece in the Tufts newspaper in March of 2024. Where in the Constitution does it say that the Secretary of State can override the First Amendment protections of free speech?
No. That would be the opportunity for the Secretary of State, Mark Rubio, to reply to a direct question. She didn't give him that opportunity. Instead, she continued on for a couple more paragraphs because, after all, she had the microphone and the camera aimed at her, and she's not about to give up that opportunity to shine. It makes great fundraising stuff for her. Pramila, please get back in the clown car. You are truly the clown of the day. Get yourself out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's funny. We're talking with Maggie during the news. We're actually after the news. She mentioned a relative of hers lives out in the Midwest because we were talking about brats, and I'm big on brats. In the Italian community here, are there dishes where there's a debate on how to prepare the dish. Like something simple like meatballs or pasta or whatever. I mean, is there something that's a pretty basic kind of food where there's a real debate as to, no, that's not how you prepare it?
I think there's a lot of debates, but and especially with some of the authentic Italian chefs out there and around. And friends of mine, if somebody that has no idea what they're doing, they'll take that very personally. Some of my Italian buddies that are chefs, very personally.
Yeah, in the Midwest, the big debate in Cheesehead Town, which is kind of where I'm from, the debate is on how to cook bratwurst. You don't just put it on the grill. Even the ones you buy at the store that say beer flavored. Sorry, you don't. And there are a couple of different ways of going about it. And I've had this big debate going on with a friend of mine that actually our first encounter was back when we were both in college. So it's been a long time going. He is convinced that the way to cook brats, folks, I get this to you as summer information for your cookouts. You get to try each method and choose what works for you. His method is you cook the brats and then you drop them into warm beer immediately. You have the beer just below boiling and you let them puff back up again. Infused with the beer. For my method, you cook the brats first in beer, and then you brown them on the grill afterwards. We each are firm about this in our belief set, Nino. It is a crisis in many Midwestern towns as to how one cooks brats. I want you to be aware of that, and I want you to be aware that I'm always on the outlook for people who are miscooking their bratwurst.
Well, bratwurst, like, I mean, the Italian sausage, right?
Yes.
Like
kind of.
Smothered with the onions and the peppers and the olive oil. I don't have the patience, but slow cooking is the best way to do it. But then you have to have patience and plan ahead. I don't like the plan ahead too well.
You mean a plan ahead concept? Wow. what a concept. A plan ahead. We're not going to do that. We're going to planning ahead. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are, all right, welcome, as always, Mark McVeary. Mark, good morning. How are you? Thanks for being with us.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks, and thanks for taking the time with us, Mark. Mark, tell me if you would, what kind of preparation do people have before they come to you and say, I think it's time for me to have a reverse mortgage?
I mean, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people struggle a lot before they do give me a call. That's one of the things that they run into. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, what people do come to me for is they want some cash flow. You know, they're looking for different ways to be able to get some extra money. And like we always talk about is that, you know, if you're starting to feel the pressure a little bit of, you know, your finances and other things of that nature, just give me a call. You know, give me a call, see what we can do to give you a hand, and then, you know, I always will come over, sit down with you, and go through it all, and if you like it, great. If you don't, that's fine, too. I just want somebody out there to be able to make an educated decision to see if this is the right product for them.
Well, have you noticed any similarities in your clients coming to you for a reverse mortgage lately? Are there different purposes now?
Well, I mean, the first similarity I always see is this. It's the clients want to stay in their home. You know, they've been there 30, 40, 50 years, and they're like, I do not want to move. I want to stay there. I mean, one of the other similarities that I have seen lately is, you know, I see a lot of different scenarios, but one thing I have seen is that getting a lot of self-employed homeowners that, you know, they've been out there, you know, they didn't have pensions, they're working off the 401k and Social Security, and now with the cost of everything going up, the 401ks are getting low, they've lived a long time, so they're kind of looking for a way to be able to, you know, get some money to make life easier, to maybe do some repairs to the house. So I've been seeing more of that lately. And like I said, at the end of the day, they don't want to move. They want to stay in the house.
Okay, well, how can a reverse mortgage help somebody who still has years left on their current mortgage? I mean, is there enough equity there?
Yeah, I mean, well first of all, I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons people call me, Bruce. I mean, you know, I run into homeowners all the time that are in their 70s and 80s, and they still have 20 years or more left on their mortgage. And it wasn't their plan, but life happened. So, you know, it can help a lot of people because, you know, you think about it. I know with myself, my mortgage payment is my biggest bill. And if you're living on a fixed income, you know, that's got to be a big part of your bill. So, I mean, your monthly budget. So what I try to tell everybody is, listen, if you're out there, you're living on a fixed income, you know, maybe your mortgage payment is taking 25% or more of your income each month, give me a call. Let's see what we can do to maybe, you know, get rid of that payment and make life easier.
So your mortgage is your biggest monthly expense. I thought it was your tickets to Taylor Swift concerts.
That's funny.
just a bit surprised here. If somebody takes out their first mortgage, what happens to their home? What does it mean for their heirs?
Well, yeah, that's the one biggest thing. I know that a lot of people, you know, they have kids or heirs, and they're worried about, you know, what's going to be left for them, or if there's, you know, anything going to be left. I mean, just like any other mortgage, this is a lien against your home. So when you are no longer there, because you still own the house, you can still pass it on to them. And they have two choices. One, they can pay off what's owed and keep the rest. They could pay it off and keep it. Number one, they could do that, which we rarely see because most of them are living their life somewhere else. Or they could simply sell it, pay off what's owed, and keep the rest of the money. So just like any other mortgage, they still have all the different choices. You know, that is no different than with a reverse mortgage.
Okay, how do they contact you at Acre Mortgage and Financial?
They can always reach us at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Mark Maveri, as always, good talking to you, buddy. We'll talk next time around.
Have a good one. Bye now.
Thank you. 8:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Still to come, Tom Holman weighs in on Ms. MacGyver and her innocent act. And that's all that it is an innocent act. Right now, though, first, traffic and weather on the threes. Sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, who has the morning off, it's Doug Kelly.
Stop and go pace on the Beltway at a loop between Reisterstown Road and Baltimore National Pike. Slowing in Parkville on the at a loop between Bel Air Road and Paring Parkway. Northbound 895 sluggish between the Steel Bridge and the Harbor Tunnel. Heavy backup southbound 895 coming south of the 895 split in Rosedale to and through the Harbor Tunnel. And traffic jumped up southbound 95 coming through the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the accident near Key Highway along the far right shoulder. Slight delay on southbound 83, the JFX between the Beltway 2 Cold Spring Lane. 97 southbound, heavy backup south of 100 toward Benfield Boulevard. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gray and gloomy today. Scattered showers possible. High should be around 68 degrees. Overnight, still a chance of a couple of showers. Temps around 52 degrees. A little bit nicer day tomorrow. Tomorrow's high should be somewhere around high 60s or maybe even the low 70s if we are exceptionally lucky. Right now, Glen Burnie 54 degrees, Hunt Valley 56 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Okay, LaMonica MacGyver. She's the New Jersey congresswoman who decided to bull rush ICE individuals. These are uniformed ICE agents at this detention center in Newark, New Jersey. And what happened was she sat down with Alina Haba, who is currently the federal prosecutor in that area. And she said, well, I talked with her, but you know what? Alina should be doing something different.
We had no idea that it would spiral out of this. So I just think there are so many other important things for Alina to be focused on that she should be focused on rather than trying to stop, you know, Congress members from doing their jobs.
Yeah, Alina should be focused elsewhere.
And you should be focused on somebody else but illegal aliens.
Yes.
I mean, that's what passes as representation. Her focus is not her black constituents, mind you. All the race talk, she's not doing nothing to help the black constituents in this case, but to help those here, I should say African-Americans, considered citizens, first and foremost. But here she is at an ICE detention center with people here illegally who committed additional crimes on top of being here illegally. And she's willing to try to take over the place and on the siege and go after ICE agents just on their behalf. It's unbelievable.
Well, and you have, one of her supporters, you heard from her half an hour ago, Jasmine Crockett, saying, well, these people who are being detained there, well, you know, some of them are just really nice people, just ICE doesn't like them. Seriously? I mean, we're going with that one now. Seriously?
And then they have this woman represented at Alma Adams. I mean, bring the clown car back, because she's saying that it's the Trump administration has issues with black lawmakers doing their job. So even though the video is crystal clear, it's because she's black.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Alina Haba, look, this didn't have to get this far. Alina Haba sat down with her. Haba is an attorney, a very good negotiator, but she is in a litigator, but she wants things to be resolved. Most attorneys don't really look forward to going to court on stuff like this. They want it resolved, some kind of before court kind of agreement that makes things go away where everybody's vaguely happy about the solution. She sat down and said, the first thing you have to do is you have to acknowledge what happened. Well, no. LaMonica MacGyver said, me acknowledge that I did something wrong? What world do you live in?
I showed up there to do my job, and she wanted me to admit to doing things, all of these different lists of things that she said that I did. I mean, from things of impeding, you know, there was some other things in there that she put in there, but I can't remember exactly what it was, but she wanted me to admit to these things, sign an agreement to them, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, wow. She wanted me to admit to doing exactly what the video shows that I was doing. Really?
Pushing, shoving, cussing.
That's amazing.
Hitting. Yes.
Frankly, it's just to me, there's a degree of hilarity here that she believes, and she may be right, she believes she can just get away with this. That just like with the mayor of Newark, that her charges will be dropped and it'll all go away and she'll go back to Congress and there'll be no negative consequence. I, at this point, don't see any negative consequence for her unless she is indicted and taken to trial and found guilty. And look, she may negotiate something ahead of time. She may be taken in front of the court, in which case she'll do the old, you know, they don't like me because I'm a black woman thing again. Okay, it gets a little old, to be really honest. And frankly, in those circumstances where people are discriminated against either because of their gender or their race, it is offensive to think that
absolutely.
This kind of crap is going to get in the way of a real consideration of the real issues.
Yes, exactly. It just diminishes real racism, real sexism. And this is just pure politics. And it's absolutely, like you said, on tape of her, the way she got out of control.
Yeah.
And now she was called on it, and now she's using the race and female, and just Trump's administration's coming after him simply because she's a woman of Congress trying to do her job. Outrageous.
One final cut from her, at least for this morning. She wrapped up the conversation she was having, I think this was with Jen Psaki. And she said, "Look, gosh, I'm such an innocent here. Who knew this was going to happen? After all, I was just there doing my job.
But at the end of the day, once again, showed up to do my job, and I don't need to apologize for doing that. That is what the people of New Jersey expect for me to do, the 744,000, almost close to 800,000 people I represent. And why should we apologize about doing our job when ICE and Homeland Security created that environment and that atmosphere that we saw out there that day?
If the people of New Jersey who elected her want her to be doing that job, her job is on the interior line for the Giants, because that's exactly where she belongs in that circumstance. It's just stunning. It really is. Hey, don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements. Been going on all month. And hey, Memorial Day is coming up around the corner. Going on right now, with prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing of the year to 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorite, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. Now, to order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products.
Here's the latest headlines from the WCBM. Mayor Brandon Scott is weighing in on Governor Wes Moore's veto of a measure to create a state commission to study reparations for the descendants of slaves in Maryland. The mayor says African Americans are owed a lot, but he did not make a direct criticism of the governor's veto. The mayor says systemic inequalities from slavery still exist, even 160 years after abolition, and he believes federal lawmakers should discuss reparations to right the wrongs. He says the origin of wealth for many families and corporations in the U.S. goes back to slavery. And he thinks there should be a conversation at the federal level. 22 of 55 charges have been dropped in the trial of a former Severna Park Elementary School teacher charged with child sex abuse. Prosecutors said the charges would not be pursued because testifying in the case would have a negative mental health effect on three of the alleged victims. Matthew Schlegel was indicted last year for the alleged incidents that took place between August of 2022 and March of 2024. In Pasadena, police were dispatched to the 1200 block of Lorraine Court for a possible overdose. At the scene, there was evidence of narcotics and a possible assault. 34-year-old Heather Elizabeth Beaver was taken to a hospital with life-threatening injuries and passed away a short time later. Juvenile crime concerns continue after a cell phone video on Instagram of a major crash on Lombard Street. The victim was driving with her daughter and a friend who said they were driving through a traffic light and a red car just crashed into them and spun the vehicle around. The car that struck them was a stolen Hyundai taken from Southeast Baltimore nearly a month ago. The victim described the driver as a possible juvenile. And another Harbor Splash event is scheduled for June 21st. Coming up next, Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey, it's Chuck Whitaker, inviting you to a night of crabs, claws, and a whole lot of laughs at my expense. Join us for WCBM's first ever Crab Feast and Chuck Roast, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions, Friday, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Famous Seafood. We're talking all-you-can-eat crabs, great folks, and a no-holds-barred roast where Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and the rest of the crew are lining up to take their best shots at yours truly. I'm the main course, and trust me, they're bringing the heat.
WCBM News Time 8:33. Here's Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident southbound 895 at O'Donnell Street has been cleared. The backups remain coming in from Moravia Road to the Harbor Tunnel. Delay northbound 895 between the Steel Bridge and the Harbor Tunnel. 95 southbound at Key Highway. Remnants of the accident sitting on the far right shoulder. 7 go pace on southbound 95 in from 895. Accident blocks the right lane southbound 97 after New Cut Road in Glen Burnie. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another soggy day ahead of us with some scattered showers, little bit of fog, and cooler temperatures. Highs only in the upper 60s. Some scattered showers will continue on and off tonight with lows close to 50. After that, we'll start to dry things out for your Friday with a nice mix of sun and clouds, just a stray shower with highs in the upper 60s again. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds in Boston tonight to start a four-game weekend series against the Red Sox. Kate Povich will take the hill against Luke Giolito at 6:45 p.m. at Fenway. Birds enter the set having snapped an eight-game losing streak yesterday against the Brewers. 8-4 was the final, going 6-for-15 with runners in scoring position. Manager Tony Mancelino in the postgame.
You know, I felt like in the extra innings, the ball was kind of fell down for us and went through. We flipped some balls in. We battled two strikes and big knocks. And, you know, Adley with the big hit there at the end.
Rutschman with a three-run shot in the 11th to cement it. Tomo Sugano goes six strong, didn't get the decision. Five hits, two runs. Felix Bautista blowing his first save of the season. Back-to-back games for the first time this year for Bautista. Andrew Kittredge making his debut. Pitched an inning, the seventh. And Ryan O'Hearn with four hits and six trips to the plate. Elsewhere, how about this last night from Los Angeles, bottom of the sixth.
He swings, hits a high fly ball to center and deep. This ball headed back toward the wall. It is gone! A three-run home run! Teoscar Hernandez!
That call courtesy of Dodgers TV off of one named Corbin Burns, breaking a 21-inning scoreless streak put together by Burns and powering the Dodgers to a 3-1 win over the D-backs. NFL News, Eagles owner Jeff Lurie in some hot water this morning, defending the tush-push in an impassioned plea, making an analogy, saying it was, quote, like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent chastised the Eagles owner for the wet dream comment, specifically for saying it in front of women that were in the meeting. The Angel Reese Caitlin Clark good versus evil storyline continued yesterday. Is it real or is it the WWE? Reese shared a post Tuesday on her TikTok belittling Clark as a terrified, quote, white girl who is afraid to get into a physical confrontation with her. On that note, here's Bomani Jones, formerly with ESPN, now host of the Right Time podcast on Apple, called Right Time.
And the biggest reason I can't stand online WNBA discourse, it's hardly ever a about basketball.
Unfortunately, and completely agree. High school softball, Delaney's run came to an end, losing 2-0 to Sherwood. Madison Shupley giving up 2 runs on 5 hits, striking out 10. And it wasn't a good day for the Metro in general. In Class 2A, Huntingtown downs Glenelg 4-2. And in Class 3A, northeast of Anne Arundel County, falling to Choptank 11-4 was the final. The time now is 8:36. When we return, Jim Irsay passes away.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
All right, so a couple things here. First of all, Jim Irsay passes away at the age of 65. Yeah. I know that's going to be met with mixed emotion, maybe not even mixed here in Baltimore. Of course, the son
and
of Bob.
A problem with him. The dad was a jerk.
The dad was an alcoholic and obviously moved the team. Also, the comment that you just made, an interesting one about Caitlin Clark. We're talking about the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese controversy. Angel Reese, by the way, from Randallstown, Maryland. Comparing her to Larry Bird, in a sense?
Well, when Larry Bird entered the league, the rap on him was he's not going to be able to muscle through. He's not. I mean, that wasn't his game. His game was slicing through, getting his shots without a lot of physical activity. He didn't want to play push and shove. He wanted to shoot the ball. And I kind of look at her. She's that kind of player. She's not a big muscular, I'm going to push you out of the way kind of player. She gets her shots.
Yeah.
And I think to be honest, if she were a black player or bluntly a lesbian, then there'd be a lot less of this nonsense. And I think that the contingents of both black players and players who are not heterosexual in the WNBA is high enough that she takes a lot of guff unnecessarily.
Well, I think another interesting thing here is also this. You know, you talk about the Larry Bird Magic Johnson rivalry.
Yes.
Okay, that's number one. But, like, is there really a rivalry here, basketball wise, between Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese? Well, let me say this. Caitlin Reese is a guard.
Yeah.
Her game, like you say, is from 20 feet out. Angel Reese is a forward. She's a power player.
Right.
So there should be really no basketball rivalry between a power forward and a shooting guard. That never really happens. It certainly doesn't happen in the NBA.
No.
I'm just wondering why it's happening in the WNBA.
Well, we'll have to head up around.
I will say this real quick, and I really don't follow it that much, but I saw it all over social media because of who it was.
Of these comments.
And at the end of the day, it was just a smart foul to send a bad, not a great foul shooter.
It was a basketball play. Right.
And they made it into a Caitlin Clark this, race that. And now apparently these people are yelling racial slurs at a game. You're going to go to a basketball game in 2025 and yell racial slurs. Sounds a little bit iffy to me.
It sounds 1952.
It's just crazy. And it's all because of a smart
slap foul.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to me, this is the problem with the WNBA right now.
Right.
If they want to be legit, this has to stop.
Yep.
Got it. Thanks very much. Joining me right now, Mackenzie Frost from Channel 45. Mackenzie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. As we usually have this great conversation, Nina Mancioni is here with us as well. Mackenzie, we're talking about juvenile crime and the inability of the city to somehow get a handle on it. What do you know?
Yeah, so we've been taking a look at this, obviously, for quite some time now, right? Juvenile crime has been a topic that has been top of mind for residents for several years. And earlier this week, the city state's attorney's office held a town hall. We attended, and it's the topic of our in-depth special tonight. And we're taking a look. We've got some data from the city state's attorney's office. And in 2025, the data from Ivan Bates' office shows that the 84% of the specials, these are the more serious offenses that we're talking about, 84% of those cases from January 1 through May 13th of this year were, these kids were released back into the community. And that's kind of a startling number for a lot of people, and it's really raising some concern. It's really why Ivan Bates is planning to go back to the General Assembly next year and will be asking for more changes in the law.
Yeah, 84% of more serious criminals being released back into the community doesn't send the message we're serious about stopping crime, does it?
It certainly raises questions about the detention decisions, right, and what's happening with, you know, how those decisions are being made. And a lot of the decisions are happening with DJS. Some of them are happening at the court system as well. And Ivan Bates wants all of those decisions to be made in the court system, wants it all to go to a judge instead of a decision being made by people within the Department of Juvenile Services, takes the pressure off them, puts them in front of a judge instead. You know, this is something that he pushed this last legislative session, but lawmakers did not make that change, and so he says it'll be a top priority for him again next year.
Hey, Mackenzie, good morning. It's Nino.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Great job with the reporting. And I won't put you on the spot, but I'm just going to make a comment. And Bruce, because, you know, me being in the legislature, this is perfect and more evidence of the failure of what happened, as a failure this past session, as in others, to actually take this issue seriously. The reporting here is saying 84% of these juveniles that are committing these crimes back on the streets, very little reprimand, and the legislature sits there and worries about other problems when this is one of the single largest problems facing this state. Unbelievable to see this report and the failure that took place in Annapolis.
Interesting to see. Let me ask, can I ask you a question, Delegate? Do you think that this will be, given where we are, from what I heard from some of your colleagues, you know, on the other side of the aisle, the Democrats said that they wanted to give, you know, see what happened after last year's session when the changes were made. They wanted to give it time. Do you think that enough time has passed when we come back in January that this will be a topic, that they will take it up?
Well, I do think that it's been enough time, and Ivan Bates is sitting here, so it's not just Nino, the Republican that represents North Baltimore County. This is Ivan Bates, the state's attorney of Baltimore City, a Democrat, saying that this needs to change and something needs to be done. So, you know, and he's a very high-profile figure. It has been plenty of time.
Yeah.
They created this mess a few years back. Then they came a few years later, say we have to fix the mess, which they created, tried to take credit for fixing the very mess they created, but they didn't fix it.
Mackenzie,
we're finding out they didn't fix it.
Mackenzie, yeah. You know, both of you hang on for 30 seconds if we could. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the 3, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
The outer loop has slowing between Bel Air Road and Providence Road, with more slowing on the outer loop between Reisterstown Road all the way to I-70, often on delays on the inner loop between Pikesville to the JFX, and then southbound side of 83. Very busy coming south of the city-county line toward Cold Spring Lane. Traffic delays continue southbound 95. They're between the 895 split in Rosedale to and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and these delays continue past 295, slowing southbound 895, coming south of the split to and through the Harbor Tunnel, with a slight delay northbound 895, north of the Harbor Tunnel toward Keith Avenue. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Gray, gloomy today. Scattered showers possible. High should be around 68 degrees. Overnight, still a chance of a couple of showers. Temps will be in the low 50s. Right now, Ellicott City, 54 degrees. Bel Air has 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. With us, as she always is on Thursdays at this time, and we're delighted about that, from Channel 45, it's Mackenzie Frost, Nino Mangione here in studio as well. Mackenzie, let me extend the conversation that Nino had just addressed, or you had addressed to Nino. You have Ivan Bates now saying, in essence, what a lot of Republicans have been saying, there has to be a consequence here. What kind of consequence do you think is realistic to look at?
Well, number one, we need to emphasize prioritize community safety. I worked actually pretty well with Ivan Bates on a bill a couple years ago. But the consequence, there just needs to be repercussions for these acts.
Mm-hmm.
And the state's attorney is basically saying, let's put it in these judges' hands rather than have somebody who's proven that he's failed. He failed in New York. He failed in Washington, D.C. Now he's failing in Maryland, Vincent Schiraldi. We've had calls for him to go. And if the governor wanted to take a real stand here, he would start off simply by saying, Mr. Schiraldi, Secretary, you're gone, and we're going to bring in somebody to start showing, at least showing, that we're trying to make a change on this issue.
Mackenzie, let me turn it on you, if I might. And that is, should that be the case, is simply getting rid of Schiraldi enough?
I mean, that is certainly the question that we've been asking the governor time and time again, and he continues to maintain that he believes that, you know, the Department of Juvenile Services is moving in the right direction. He argues that it is a department that has been disinvested for years and believes that it is his administration is taking public safety seriously, but he has not addressed the repeated calls from Republican members of the legislature, the Sheriff's Association, law enforcement leaders, residents from across the state for a replacement for the leader of the Department of Juvenile Services. And what was interesting about the town hall earlier this week, too, was there were people who were asking for services, not for their young people who have been already involved in the criminal justice system, but before they got involved in the criminal justice system. They wanted to have help with their young kids who were on the path but had yet to commit a crime because they could foresee what was potentially happening, but they wanted to get help to prevent it from happening. And that's where, you know, Ivan Bates is saying that's where the city could really step in and provide that level of support, because once something bad happens, he believes that's where his office has to step in and protect the victims. He believes that there's too much focus on the offender and not enough attention being paid to the victims of these crimes right now.
Mackenzie, in your reporting, in your conversations with the governor, when he says that the department is moving in the right direction, has he given you metrics that would establish that's the case?
He looks at the decline in homicide numbers, the decline in non-fatal shootings, and especially the decline in auto theft, which you look at the numbers, and that is true. We do see some moderate declines in juvenile crime numbers. However, Ivan Bates will argue that those are the kids who have been caught, and there are other kids who have yet to be caught. I mean, we have instances in Baltimore City in the Federal Hill neighborhood where there's a string of, you know, cars that have windows been smashed and kids have yet to be caught for that. And so it's difficult to kind of measure some of those other instances of crime if you're not looking at the homicides and the non-fatal shootings, which have declined, which is great. And you go to talk to other people, though, and they say the violent crime has declined, but now we have to turn our attention to juvenile crime and some of the other areas of crime that they are concerned about. The violence is declining with homicides and non-fatals, but what are we doing about the rest? And that's where people want the focus to be.
Just an observation of about years ago, I had a friend who lived in downtown Philadelphia, and they said in downtown Philly, and I think this is the case now in areas like Canton and Federal Hill and elsewhere, when you leave your car and you lock the door, nothing should be visible inside. Not a dime. Not a quarter, not a penny, nothing. Mm-hmm. Because somebody who wants to rob you or rob your car, they don't mind putting a brick through your window in order to get 50 cents. Cost them nothing. And they will do this. And they'll go right down the block and do it after car after car after car. As people say, I'll just leave the spare change, this little, you know, thing in the middle here.
Mm-hmm.
If they do that, they're in the criminal's mind, it's like, please take my money.
Yeah, I mean, we see instances all the time. We hear about car break-ins all the time, people getting their car windows smashed. You leave your car with, you know, you can't leave your car unlocked. People will try and, you know, get in for sure. It can be a risk.
Yeah, because we've heard a lot about, they're serious crimes, but there's quality of life, so to speak, crimes.
Certainly.
In terms of, just your everyday life being disrupted, whether you have your windows smashed in, somebody breaks in when you're not home. It's not all violence. I personally have a hard time believing that the serious violent crime is down, but, I mean, they're claiming that at least. But the fact is, Bruce, we go back, I want to make a point that, you know, it's not enough just to simply say, Mr. Ciroli, you're out. But I do think that that's a sign that the governor and only the governor can show that we're trying to get serious on this issue. I mean, the fact is the justice system, unfortunately, it just doesn't have these consistent set of rules that say that there's going to be consequences for these serious, very serious crimes that are committed by juveniles.
Mackenzie Frost from Channel 45, WBFF, as always, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mackenzie.
You know, Mackenzie, you're one of the very few people in town actually doing reporting, and I really appreciate that.
I appreciate the kind words. Thank you very
Thanks.
Much.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next time around. All right. 8:50 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is,
What can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
This is the biggest scandal in history. A man who was not mentally fit to be the president. A man who should have been in a nursing home in charge of the world's most powerful country. And he was nothing more than a puppet for unnamed bureaucrats in the background making decisions against the will of the American people because they had a man who had pudding for brains. That's why they want to look forward.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
853 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce, pudding for brains Elliott. Nina Mangione is here as well on the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Traffic now, sitting in for Chuck Whitaker, it's Doug Kelly.
The heavy slowing continues southbound 895 between the 95 split in Rosedale and the Harbor Tunnel. The slowing southbound 95 also south of the split in Rosedale to and through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. You don't break free until you get after 295. On the Beltway, you're going to find the slowdowns on the Ad Loop between Rushtown Road to I-70 with slowing in Parkville on the Ad Loop between Bel Air Road all the way into Towson. The slowdowns on southbound 83, the Jones Falls Expressway between Northern Parkway to Falls Road. Slowing southbound 97 south of Benfield Boulevard to Generals Highway. A slight delay on westbound 50 on the approach to 97. I'm Doug Kelly with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gray, gloomy today. Scattered showers possible. High around 68 degrees. Right now, Ellicott City has 54. Reisterstown has 51. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick live. She joins us in studio. It's always a delight. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What
are you
talking about today?
So, of course, the tragedy last night in D.C. Yes. Kind of woke up to that news in front of the Jewish Museum. Of course, we got more information now that it's, you know, going on 9 o'clock this morning. But I think this lends to an even larger conversation that we've been having now for quite some time. So we're going to talk about that. Hopefully people will weigh in and give their thoughts on it. I've been saying for the past couple of weeks that I feel as though, and I'm on social media all the time, I don't know if you guys notice, but I've felt that the anti-Semitism rhetoric has really boosted on both sides of the aisle, even in the past, I would say, year or so. And I just wonder, you know, at what point in time are we going to have more people, whether it's more members of Congress or, you know, just putting laws in place where we're really condemning these acts that lead to terrorist attacks like this. And that's a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. And of course, yesterday,
you could see it coming. You could see it brewing.
Yeah. This, yeah.
And this comes on the heels, of course, of a day at Columbia, their graduation ceremony, where you had, I don't know, it was 100 or 1,000 or so of protesters there chanting anti-Semitic and anti-Israel stuff during the Columbia graduation.
Yeah. I mean, you know, free Palestine, the way that people chant that now, you know exactly what they mean.
Yeah.
So we will talk about that.
Well, yeah, funny, initially, they had no idea what from the river to the sea means.
Yeah.
What river, what sea? I don't know.
Right.
Pro-Hamas
protests in the streets, massive taking over of streets, college campuses, violence taking place. I mean, it was all on display, and it's sadly not a shock that something terrible would happen.
Coming up right after the 9 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Thank you, ma'am. All right. I've been waiting to play this because it's such a wonderful soundbite. This is Megyn Kelly with Jake Tapper. Please listen as Megyn Kelly takes a moment or two to completely disembowel Jake Tapper alive while he's sitting there, not able to do a damn thing about it.
Over here in my ecosphere, we were covering all of these. It wasn't just falling down. It was getting lost. It was some of the stuff you report in your book, we knew and we were reporting on, like the multi-jump cuts in the videos of him, where it was obvious he couldn't get through a one-minute take. It was clear to us that he was using teleprompter, and there was some reporting on that at the time, all of which the White House was denying. There was an attempted cover-up. It could only ever work if you allowed it, if the press allowed it. Some of us tried not to, and some of us were complicit.
The Biden White House did not like me. Okay, this is, I do not have great connections with the Biden White House.
Well, clearly, you have a lot of sources. You say you talked to over 200 sources for this book.
This was after the election. You could have called and worked. No, that's the point, is that they were not being honest.
How did the Wall Street Journal get it in June of 2024? And Jake Tapper and CNN couldn't find sources for this story then before he dropped out?
Really? And Tapper just said, the answer is because Tapper wasn't serious about finding out. He wasn't serious about reporting it, as most of the swamp media were not serious about reporting it.
She absolutely torches him. Tapper and the press, they weren't not only interested, but they were running interference for Biden and the Democrats. And their blatant bias and anti-Trump bias was on full display, especially when it came to how sick and mentally diminished Biden was. Yeah. I mean, they never cared. They were running interference, and now he's trying to backtrack. They didn't like me.
Nobody told me anything.
Why were they like, what were you? Of Rush Limbaugh, a conservative by any means?
He was a suck-up.
Exactly. So don't care. They didn't like you. You got exposed. And he's supposed to think we're so damn stupid to sit here and believe.
Yeah, well, and that the problem
is he's peddling a book.
Yeah, so. Problem is, he's now actually making money off of this deal. Yeah. And I know that when you mention it, there are going to be a couple of people say, "Oh, they'll go check it out." Look, I might read it when I get to the library, but I'm not going to give them my money. He lied for 4 years, as did most of the swamp media about this guy. He had no problems lying about it. It's that simple. All right, Nino, I wanted to end the show today because I know that you're not going to be here tomorrow, so this is kind of your send off into the weekend. And for the rest of us, it's our send-off into another active work day. I love this song. John Mayer Blues Band, Room to Move. That is us. We got room to move our butts out of here so Kim Clancy can get in here. Right away tomorrow morning, we'll see you at 6 a.m.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.